Larry King in his USA Today column, where he normally just spouts off crap.
Excuse him all the way.
Well, that's all I had for you. All the rest I can say without you.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes.
All right, good.
All right, love you.
I love you too. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Put me in this real girly place.
Are you going to use the products?
I have. I paid $40 for them.
So you're using the shampoo?
Damn right.
It looks like it's thicker. It looks like
and well conditioned.
you came close.
I almost.
Oh, did you? That was almost very spontaneous.
Only because you could see what word my mouth was forming.
It's Monday back at work. Yes, the weekend is now over. We're back at work now.
You almost got a real one there.
No, I did.
You know how I am about my hair to begin with.
Well, I mean, I didn't actually know that you'd gone that long without getting a haircut. I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's come back now all the way. So
3 months.
So hopefully no hair bets this year.
And then she trimmed my eyebrows.
That's always, you know, the big, like, the couple of big long ones that grow out,
yeah,
so you don't look like Andy Rooney.
And then she asked, do I want her to trim my beard?
Right.
And I said, no, I do that at home. And she looked at it and she said, yes. Yes, you do a nice job. Oh, what about the nose? And I said, oh.
No. Never had that offer.
No, thanks.
No. She trimmed the nose hairs?
No, she would have.
Oh, she's gross.
And then she started telling me a whole story because she was applying this crap to my hair, and then she got to my bald spot, which is now slightly bigger than an egg. And as she was going hair, skin, when she got to skin, she said, oh. Like, oh, look what I've discovered up here.
Oh, man.
And I'm looking at her in the mirror, and I said, yeah, my bald spot's getting bigger.
Right.
She said, how old are you? I said, I'm 41. I'll be 42 this year. She says, oh, my husband, he started to lose his hair about your age. But you know what happened? Do you have any hair on your chest? I said, no, I have no hair on my chest. She says, he lose all his hair from his head, but he got hair on his chest. So he's so happy now.
Oh, God.
He's so happy now.
Oh, that's very reassuring. I'm sure that meant a great deal to you.
And then again with a squeeze on the shoulder. I'm feeling okay.
You're feeling okay.
Listen, honey, I didn't have brain surgery.
I bet she gets a little piece of that action with all that goo that she sold.
I tell you what, Frida told me I was an absolute idiot for buying that junk.
The French product.
I said, well, it's your place.
Does your hair squeak after you wash it? It's the only way I judge shampoo is if my hair squeaks after I rinse it out.
No,
it's like probably got all the goo in it and
the stuff she gave me has a funky smell. Have you ever smelled? Well, now this smell is fresh in my mind because I'm coming right off of that major cold sore.
Mm-hmm.
You ever smell like Ambisol?
It's got like a medicinal smell.
Ambisol, which smells
alcohol smell,
which smells a little bit like that stuff that you rub on your chest.
Vicks VapoRub.
Yes,
right.
That
kind of like, does it make you like tingle and stuff? When
that is the smell of the goo that I'm currently putting in my hair.
The smell of goo.
The smell of
goo in the morning.
Hello, Don and my show.
Hi, I'm 100th caller.
Right, yes, you are. Correctamundo.
Great.
Well, what is your name?
Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. Where are you from?
Wichita.
We will be there 2 weeks from Friday, St. Patrick's Day.
Excellent.
Doing a Las Vegas-style show at some joint called The Cotillion.
Oh, yes.
And very soon we're going to have a discussion, a group discussion,
yes,
about what's allowable and what is not allowable.
Very good.
In the city limits of Wichita. Those are going to have to be the standards that we abide by.
We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
Sure. Las Vegas-style show. But you, honey, caller number 100, and you've won the Trinidad versus Reed T-shirt from Comcast and Cox Cable.
Yay.
Trinidad versus Reed is live pay-per-view this Friday night, March 3rd. Call your local Cox Cable to order. All right, you're going to play for big money now. How about $4,000?
All right.
That's a nice big jackpot.
That's fantastic.
$4,000, that's a lot of Ken Stevens money. Are you ready?
Yes.
We'll play you the secret celebrity laugh. Please don't answer until...
Archie.
Goulet.
Absolutely.
Love Goulet.
Yep, sitting down now.
Goulet all the way.
Maybe.
No,
I can't do it sitting down.
Side bet that Mike must rise to his feet.
Sure, I have to.
To put on the Vegas show.
Who am I kidding?
There he is. He's up already.
He's up.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There. That's exactly how I laughed about 1:45 on Saturday. After I was able to have daytime sex. And then when we were done, I sang this song.
And we are. Are in my favor.
Yes!
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 Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Y
lay.
For $4,000, who is that?
Danny Bonaducci.
No.
We're sorry.
Not a chance. It is not Danny Bonaducci. Although we thank you for your guess. Remember that every get is a clue for you.
Clue for you.
Thank you. And hold on, please.
No, it's not Danny Bonaducci.
Can I ask you a question? Who are those guys in the hockey game tape that you played that were joking on us saying every guess is a clue for you? That's a new tape, right?
Yes, we just got that in the mail today.
That's the home team sports team. The name that I was able to get was Al Kokin.
Okay, Al Kokin.
And I think there's two other guys with him.
All right. That might be Craig Laughlin or somebody.
That sounds like one of them.
All right, very good.
Yeah, this is from a Washington Capitals hockey game just last week. You got to listen carefully because we don't get mentioned to the very end of this.
Well, I'm giving it a guess, and I remember a guy have 10 points in one game. And I don't want to give
Toronto.
I don't want to give that name out just yet. Perhaps that could be one person to consider. And a little birdie is whispering to me that I'm dead wrong.
So that was Daryl Sittler you were talking about.
We'll throw that one out.
So the fans, if you're thinking of Sittler, throw it out.
Every wrong answer is a clue for you.
I hear that around town a lot.
Yes, you do, Don and Mike.
All right. Yeah, now I read you. Thanks, Locker. That's good. It's Craig Laughlin and I think Joe Bendinati from home. I hope I got the other guy right. I know it's Craig Laughlin.
I know you got the one guy right, the guy who talks funny.
Yeah, that's Craig Laughlin because he's from Canada. You know, he's got the voice up here. Hello. Well, that looked like a great game by the Washington Capitals. Here we go. It's really fantastic.
He mocked me when we played in that charity game. That's why I'm doing that. But I also got an assistant. He scored. He's the guy that I gave the assist to, you know, behind my back.
Ride with your lucky play. And he's with the play of a lifetime.
Time that I didn't even see I made.
Thanks a lot there, Craig.
Well, we thank them very much for the schmooze on home team sports.
Wonderful.
Okay, so let me just go through to the stock stuff.
Okay.
Because these are the stocks that I picked in my fantasy stock draft. And the way this works is that every single Friday, what they do is they tabulate the stocks that have performed the best. So you're not necessarily looking for the stocks that are going to be going up the most.
Right.
You're looking for the stocks that perform the best week in and week out.
Kind of like you would, you know, handle your normal investing.
Right.
Right. You want to go for security and, you know, long-term stability. Right.
So there were 10 rounds in this draft, and it only took less than an hour and a half to get the entire thing done.
I know you were thinking 5 hours, and you were dreading that whole thing.
My first round pick was Qualcomm.
Widely held stock.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that like one of the most widely held stocks that everybody saw? I mean, that's a real
Cell phones.
Big, powerful company.
Cell phones.
I would think that's a good one.
Right. I thought it was good. Nobody laughed.
Okay.
My second round pick, they laughed. Walmart.
Now, I would think Walmart would be a steady company.
I go to Walmart all the time.
Sure.
I know. People go there all the time.
Maybe it was overvalued, you know, because everybody knows it.
I don't know. My third pick was Lucent Technologies.
Lucent Technologies, like paint.
Right? Yes.
And telephones. Yeah, good company.
Right, I see the logo all the time. My fourth pick.
That's how you based it, too. If you see the logo a lot,
yeah,
that's how it works.
What I did was I got out the Friday section of the paper that had the stock market.
Did you go to the most widely held stocks? Is that
I just went A, B, C, D. As I went down the list, anytime I saw one that I recognized, or if like with that Lucent Technologies.
Sure.
I remember the logo. I just circled it.
All right.
And then I saw, like, Lucent Technologies was selling for, like, $120 a share.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it must be good.
Sure.
So I picked it. Then my fourth round pick, Infinity Broadcasting. Okay.
Bravo. That's a homer. That's a homer pick. You're picking the company you work for.
Right.
That's good.
My fifth round pick, CBS.
That is a very, very highly regarded stock and a very successful stock since you-know-who took over.
Sixth round pick, Coca-Cola. On the downslide right now.
It is, and I think that's probably a good reason to pick it because it is. It has had a bad year.
They laughed at me again.
Look at how solid it is. They're a solid company.
Guys, whenever I have a choice, if it's Coca-Cola or Pepsi,
right,
I'm loyal to Coca-Cola.
There you go.
That's how I picked it. Number seven, Viacom.
Boy, you are. These are the home
company
court picks.
Man.
The company that's merging with our company.
Mel.com.
There you go. Very good.
Viacom. That's MTV.
Absolutely.
VH1.
They are MTV. They are VH1.
Okay, then the eighth round pick, AOL, Time Warner.
Solid. That's a good company. They've been rebounding of late.
All the guys.
Very, very volatile.
All the guys told me that is the biggest dog that I picked, that I wasted the pick without.
Well, they say that, you know, like a lot of those internet stocks, that they're overvalued and that they're due to have a big bubble burst.
Ninth round pick, Virgin.
Virgin Airlines?
Virgin, you can buy Virgin.
The whole Virgin Corporation.
Virgin Superstores, Virgin Airlines.
Funny new commercial. Have you seen a new commercial for Virgin Airways? It's where the guy walks in, they goes into a bar in Britain, and they say, "Hello, sir, it's nice to see you." And he sits down, and they give him this incredible steak dinner, and they said, "Oh, so-and-so will drive you to the airport." And this beautiful girl comes over and goes, "You feel tense. You need a massage." And then it comes in, "Pfft, England's really not like this." Virgin Airlines. That's okay. It. It's a funny commercial.
I hope everybody flies Virgin.
Yes,
since I've picked them.
I like the company, very innovative. I thought you didn't like that guy with the beard.
Peter Branson, I hate him. Right? But, you know, it was the ninth round.
And you like the logo.
And the tenth round pick.
This your final pick?
Yeah. Westwood won.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Westwood won. Well, Westwood won stock is currently trading at $78 a share.
Can only go up.
Oh.
Okay. Listen, I was anxious. Knockout. Body blow. I was anxious to get out of there.
Yeah.
So it was the 10th round. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I had a whole list. I said, screw it. Westwood won. Because then that gives me Westwood won, Viacom, CBS, and Infinity.
Right. Terrific diversification there. That's
so if anybody
you know,
asks.
It's not like you put all your eggs in one sector.
If anybody asks now, I picked four CBS stocks out of the 10 I was able to choose.
Entertainment media, that is how you make your living, and now you're banking on it heavily that the stocks will be successful.
Right. So every Friday, mm-hmm. every Friday morning, they will email me a list of how everybody's stocks did, and every week it's based on points.
What was the consensus of your best pick? I mean, CBS is a pick that, you know, a lot of people,
CBS,
the experts, like.
They liked that pick. Qualcomm, they loved. Walmart, they mocked me for. Lucent Technologies, they said I could have waited for. Infinity, they laughed. CBS was good. Coca-Cola, they hated. AOL, they hated. Viacom, they had no idea that Viacom was even remotely involved with CBS.
Well, they should know that if they're the big players. Sure. You know, that's a
Virgin,
big news.
They laughed at Virgin, and then Westwood won. That's where I made the pick, and I heard them laughing, and I said to my buddy, okay, I'll see you. Bye.
Click.
See ya. Just hung up.
Westwood won up a fraction today. You can still get the last laugh and all this.
So there are the stocks. I will let you know week by week how
I do. I don't think that's a bad portfolio. No. I think that you know, you're certainly in the hunt, I would think.
And I pick stocks that I know about.
Right.
Not that I know anything about stocks.
Peter Lynch would tell you to do. He say you got to go with what you know.
But I generally pick companies that I know something about.
Right.
With the exception of this Lucent Technologies. But, you know, they have a kick-ass logo.
What is their logo, incidentally?
It's like a little rainbow. It says Lucent Technologies.
You're pronouncing it Lucent. Is it Lucent or Lucent?
I don't know.
Well, if you're going to own the company, you ought to Lucent.
I believe it's Lucent Technology.
Whatever.
Lucent.
Good logo. Mm-hmm. That's how I picked it.
You know, watch. It's stock picking. I mean, it's gambling, basically. We'll see what happens.
Right. At least the companies I picked were companies I've heard of.
Right. I think that an expert would tell you, based on what you've done there, that you were a little heavily weighted, but you're heavily weighted in the area that you know, which is media, and they would say,
bet on Karmazin.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Always been on Karma.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, you got to roll tape back. Did you hear where you said you got your hair cut?
Where?
In your wife's place.
Oh, I tell you,
God knows there's room.
Oh, God.
Hey, I want to get my hair done.
There's plenty of room. Thank you, my friend.
All right, hello.
Not in my show.
People do hang on every word we say on this show.
Hello.
Not in my. Thank you for your service to our country.
You're very welcome.
Hey, listen, you got to be careful with that stuff you got for your hair.
Why?
Because once you start using it, and I use it myself, if you stop, your hair will really start coming out.
Well, how do you even know? You don't know the name of the stuff I got.
Dioxin?
No.
Yes.
No, he didn't get. That's not what he got.
That's not what I got.
Well, it sounds very similar. It has that same.
How can it sound very similar? Don just said he got some to thicken his hair.
It's a shampoo for thinning hair.
Right, and then you have a conditioner, correct?
Yes, a conditioner.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And there's something unusual, getting a shampoo and a conditioner.
It smells like that, yeah.
No,
so you're saying if he switches back to his old shampoo, he will go bald.
This is what I'm saying.
We always get these calls.
I know we do.
The naysayers.
I know.
That
thank
shampoo,
you.
Right. Wait, that shampoo, what it does, it stops the hair from falling out as readily, and it does that well. It does not grow hair.
Okay, but what the product you mentioned, the product you mentioned was not the product that I bought.
Sounds like the same thing.
But I'm telling you, it's not the same product.
What is the product you have, sir?
It's called Nioxin.
Nioxin. You have a French product that's just like more of a...
And the product you got, didn't you have to go to a doctor to get a prescription for it?
No. It's sold at beauty shops and so forth. You can get it on the internet as well.
Mm, okay. How much did you pay for it?
The shampoo is about $15, the conditioner is about $30, and if you get the treatment, that's probably another $35, $40.
See, that's why I feel safe buying this. I can't imagine that if they finally come up with a cure for guys losing their hair,
right?
Sure ain't going to be $40.
No way.
I have no qualms about using it and worrying that my hair will fall out even more.
And if you're concerned about it, you buy those prescription things like Rogaine, right?
Rogaine is one. Right. Sure.
It's the same thing as Rogaine. If you stop using Rogaine, you lose what you gain.
I believe we are listening now, sir. Is there a chance that perhaps you've lost more hair since you started taking this product? Yes,
I think about the same. About the same. You will lose a little. What it does is it helps stop the process.
Isn't everybody different though? I mean, you might just try another shampoo, and because you're losing your hair anyway, it makes you feel like it's falling out.
Hey, when you guys talk about Billy, Billy.
All right, goodbye. Your time is up.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy. Radio Gods. Hey, I'm talking about the Lucent. Their logo is like a red ring, and their marketing guys actually came up with that when they had an itchy eye.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All the guys at Lucent Technologies with the itchy eye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's a great logo.
How you guys
logo.
Doing?
Hey, Jake.
Hey.
Hey.
What is that idiot doing on the phone?
Which idiot?
The idiot that was just on the phone with you.
Well, again, I need you to qualify. Which idiot?
You gotta specify.
that's pretty hard on your guys' show, considering the amount of idiots,
exactly,
including myself calling.
All right, so what idiot? What idiot are you talking about? You're talking about the...
I'm talking about the guy who calls up and talks for a half an hour about his product that means nothing.
You know, some might say an idiot is someone who can't even identify who the other idiot is because it takes him too long.
Exactly.
With his 12-mile sentence.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don, Mike, everybody.
Hello.
The last guys. Don, I want to help you evaluate your portfolio because you're in trouble, my friend.
Oh, no. I'm a gigantic winner in this.
Not in this. You're a winner in most things, but, that stock portfolio has some problems.
Are you a professional stock person?
Well, let's put it this way. I don't do anything else for a living.
Oh, one of these guys. Okay.
Day trader.
Okay, gotcha.
Day trader.
Listen, I have a computer, too. I've seen the ads. $8 on E-Trade.
Sure.
No, I actually trade with a broker because he's a friend of mine. But, I am a trader rather than...
All right, you're a trader. All right, so you are in the know.
The market.
All right, this guy's probably in the know if that's all he
is. All right, well, go ahead. Break it down.
Well, as you already know, you've got too much in the area of your radio.
And you obviously don't know the potential... of Mr. Mel Karmazin.
Well, I love Mel Karmazin, too, and let me tell you something. CBS, at times, has been a great stock for me. And because of you guys is the reason I hold it, too. Mel and you guys.
All of the CBS stocks that I bought, Infinity, CBS, Viacom, Westwood One, they're all winners. Big winners.
And get out of the rest of them.
Pardon me?
Well, you need to only be in one of them.
No, I need to be in all of them.
It's not going to work. Now, Lucent's a good buy because it's recently gotten very cheap.
All right, so he's recommending your Lucent.
Okay.
Yes, you can't go wrong because it just disappointed everybody. It's really a great company that's cheap.
This is like fantasy football when you have a team and some guy calls up and says, your team sucks.
Yeah.
Why don't you just wait and see what I do as opposed to the other nerds that are in this fantasy.
You know, though, but you ought to pick his brain for it. Everybody's brain, it's like anything else. You ought to just see. Can't you make deals during the season?
Yeah, I can drop any of these.
Can you pick up other ones?
And there is a waiver wire, and if the stock has not been picked up, I can pick it up.
What would be, in your opinion, sir, the hottest stock you could get right now? A good buy, because it doesn't matter how
high. You've got to concentrate in stocks that are actually high, that are going higher, like the high-tech stocks.
That's, I agree with that.
His Qualcomm will turn out to be a great one eventually.
Thank you.
But, how long is this game going for?
10 weeks.
It might, you might be early in the Qualcomm, because that was recently a high flyer that just came down to earth for the first time.
Well, give him a stock.
Still looking for a bottom. Yeah.
Give him a stock. Give him something that he doesn't already have.
Well, I'm happy
anyway,
with
I made
money.
My fortune. Intel.
Oh, yeah, okay. I can understand.
That's why I can afford to sit and listen to you guys all day long and laugh my ass off.
I want
to
tell you something. I'm all for America, with the land of the self-made millionaire, mm-hmm. and with everybody really doing so well. Mm-hmm. But I am sick of pricks like this who make one stock buy and then don't have to work again for a day in their lives.
Right. Actually, it's my wife who worked there, and that's why we have all those stocks.
Ah.
Not that I did. I'm really the kind of guy you hate. I didn't do anything.
I hate all these rich pricks.
Yeah. If she works there, she should
be. I've done well with the money she made trading around in the market.
She worked there from the very beginning?
No, she worked for Bob Dylan for 6 years before that.
Oh, God, Bob Dylan.
Okay, all right.
And then we get into the bio. Okay,
thank you.
Sorry, I
asked. Goodbye.
Love you guys. Bye.
I love you.
Because, I mean, don't you hear these internet companies where the, you know, the employees, that the startup, the original employees.
Look at the AOL
thing. We don't have any money, but we're going to give you all these stock
interns.
Options. And then kaboom.
Right. How many of those AOL idiots are millionaires?
It's incredible.
Those rich pricks.
Rich pricks that make everything more expensive around our area.
Hello, Larry.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio. When you're looking to buy stocks, look to Pennsylvania for all your stock needs. I do.
All right, goodbye. Last call. Hello, Mike.
Don, Mike, how you doing?
Hey,
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
First off, I want to say I'm a kid's mom, and not only that,
What?
What? You're a kid's mom.
I don't get that.
You're your kid's mom?
That was the Dr. Laura thing. Okay, anyway, what
great.
I want
to... Great, there you go. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Thanks so much.
Like I said, we'll be right back.
This is the group home, Don and Mike.
Oh, Christ. That's still funny. The Mary movie?
That was a great movie.
I was reading over the weekend that, of course, the studio wants them to do a follow-up.
Yeah, it's tough to do.
A sequel. And that Ben Stiller will do it, of course, because, you know, frankly, it's not like they're beating down his door to do projects.
Right.
Then it all hinges on Diaz.
I hope she does it.
That Diaz...
have Mary.
Diaz will do it. It's not a question of money. They'll pay her like $15 million.
Right.
But when she made the movie, There's Something About Mary, she was dating the guy with the big teeth, Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon, all right.
Since then, she's broken up with Matt Dillon.
Right.
So she doesn't want to do the movie.
Yeah.
If Matt Dillon's going to be in the movie.
Don't need Dillon for the movie.
Well, apparently they think that they do.
Even though Dillon was so funny in that movie.
Yeah. Especially when he put the big teeth in.
He would be great in the movie.
I think you should bring them all back.
Sure.
If you're going to do
but
the
she
second
won't do
one.
It. Who do you bring back? If you have to make the choice, you're the producer, you got to go with Diaz over Dillon. You have to go with Diaz.
Well, no, Diaz is a no-brainer.
But, I mean, if it comes down to she won't do the movie if Matt Dillon's
well,
in
then,
it, and you have to make the choice.
Then you would have to do it, because the movie is not There's Something About
right.
Matt.
There's
the
something
is,
about that idiot that was the private investigator.
No, there's something about Mary. But, you know, then I thought about it, and the more I thought about it, I was talking with Frieda, I said, I wish they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, There's Something About Mary is one of those few movies, a real gem, when you go in the theater and you didn't know what to expect, mm-hmm. and you laugh your balls off.
And the whole premise of the movie, you know, is There's Something About Mary, pursuing Mary, and he gets the girl in the end, and it's over. The story is over. You know, it just, it'll be forced, they'll bring back everybody, they'll try to, you know, have the lady kiss the dog again. It's not going to be the same. It'll be, like every, that's the rule, though, in Hollywood now. You know, if it's a great movie, you got to do the sequel.
Well, they want to do it. And the article said that Ben Stiller said no.
Right.
Until he saw Austin Powers 2. And then when Ben Stiller saw Austin Powers 2, he said, you know what? You can do a funny sequel.
Oh, yeah, he's right about
true.
It. That's a good example. I think that was a funny movie, too.
All right, so that's the latest on that. This weekend, let me just get a couple of quick things out. My son's school had this auction on Saturday night.
Right.
I've told you about this. It's ridiculous that we pay an absurd amount of money for my son to go to the school anyway. And on top of it, They get more money out of you by getting you to go to an auction where you overbid on crap that you really would never want or will never use.
Because you're doing it for the school. Right?
Yeah, it's all for the school, for like new gymnasiums and new new clothes for the cheerleaders and new basketballs and all the other stuff that they need. So we went Saturday night, and as we walked around, it was 2 hours of walking around in the gymnasium, just going up and down the same aisles over and over again, looking at all the same stuff.
Items up for bid.
Yes. A silent auction where they had a piece of paper. And, for instance, an item that was up for bids was a golf cart.
Okay.
And if you wanted the golf cart, you could just cut through the crap
They had a bottom line price.
Right.
You put your number there. That meant nobody else could bid on this golf cart.
So they got their top asking price.
And on each item, they had what the real value was.
Okay.
So they weren't lying to you. Like some of the stuff, mm-hmm. like a pair of earrings. They had a pair of earrings, and it said retail value $25.
Right.
And the top price that they were asking was $50.
Double.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So if you saw these earrings that I have to have them, mm-hmm. you could write it in, final bid, you get it.
How much was the price for the golf cart if you wanted it? Just out of curiosity.
A lot.
Really?
A lot.
Like,
a lot.
That oh, really? Much,
yeah.
That's not bad for a golf cart, though, I think.
That's about double.
Double what it's worth?
Double what it's worth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're walking around, and after 10 minutes, it got very old.
Right.
Because once I'd seen everything that was up for bid, now later they had a real auction.
Yeah.
Where they had the guy stand up with a hammer, all that stuff. But this was a silent auction. So we're walking around, and they served adult beverages. So I had a couple of adult beverages.
What would they have been, perchance?
Martinis.
Martinis!
And there was one item that I wanted to get.
Mm-hmm.
It's this giant, big production. All this crap on a table for a car.
Yeah.
For a car, Buzz.
A car. This is what you want, and that's what you're going to bid on.
Jumper cables, flares,
mm-hmm.
armor all, everything you'd possibly need.
Like a kit.
For a car.
No, but you'd bet it like Buzz.
But more than a kit, Buzz. Yeah. I mean, like, spectacular.
It's more than a kit because they put time and effort into putting it together.
And 30 hours of driving lessons from a driving school.
For you?
Well, some would say I need it, mm-hmm. but Bart gets his learner's permit in 1 month.
So it's a perfect gift for him.
Right. On March 31st, he's going to get his license and he'll be able to drive with Mommy here.
Wow.
So I thought, you know what? This is great. Now it says retail value on this for all this crap along with the driving lessons, $1,000.
Okay.
So if I wanted it right away, it was like $1,500. I said, there's no way I'm going to pay that. So here was the move that I did all night. I saw that someone had bid like $100, and the next bid was $150.
Okay.
So I put my number down, and I set it back down. I went back 10 minutes later. Someone went up to $250.
Uh-huh.
I looked at it. The next bid was $350, which was incidentally my drop-dead price.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That's where I was going to quit bidding on this. So what I did was...
You wanted it, but once you got your eyes on this, this is what you wanted.
This is what I wanted. So I wrote my number down, the number that they gave us when we went in to bid on stuff, and then for the next hour, I just stood by them. Whenever anybody walked by down this aisle, I would stand in front of all of this car care stuff.
And they blocking it out.
Yeah, and I would see people try to look around me.
So it would have been necessary for anyone that wanted to see the item to literally put their hand on you and say, excuse me.
Right.
Right.
And one guy did.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
One guy finally said, excuse me, I'd like to look at this. And as he did that, all I did was simply, it's a great move, I picked up the piece of paper.
Oh, God.
I picked up the piece of paper and put it in my pocket.
Oh.
And I walked away. And I watched the guy stand there.
This item is now closed.
I saw the guy stand there and he looked. Couldn't find a thing to write his number down on.
He, too, was intrigued by the price.
Yes, and he walked away. Mm. Then I went back, took the thing out of my pocket, set it back down, and went on watch for the next 30 minutes.
Then, when you were on watch, were you standing right next to the table?
I mean, on top of it. My butt cheeks were implanted in these items.
Sitting right on top of where people would write their names.
Yes.
And nobody would want to take pen to paper down to your bad place.
Of course, the no-no hole. The no-no place.
The no-no place.
So, about 6:55, they had different staggered times for when everything was going to be closing business. 6:55 on all yellow items, and boom! Got it!
Yay! You got it, and there it was.
Big winner. And
was there stuff that you could actually take home with you right away?
Yes. We got, for a change, a great value.
That's good.
We got all this stuff. We got it very cheap. So, I decided to celebrate my good fortune by having what I believe was the third and final martini of the evening.
Oh,
now, we had arrived at 5.
Right.
And dinner was at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I was feeling good as we walked from the gymnasium to the auditorium where they were going to have the dinner and the auction. Sat down at a big fancy table. Everybody's wearing fancy clothes. And I noticed as I went to sit down that we were all sitting on folding chairs.
Okay.
And I could already see that there were some slivers coming out of the corner of my folding chair.
Mm-hmm.
Like this folding chair... I'm not just setting this up because the chair collapsed, but the chair.
So you're what you're indicating is that prior to the chair's collapse, it was a chair that was defective. It was obvious to the naked eye that the chair was defective.
If I had not had 3 martinis, I probably would not. I would have looked at it and said, look.
Right.
Chair defective,
right.
Don't sit down. But instead, the process went like
down on it.
The process was like this. Look, chair defective. Ah, place to sit. So I sat, and I mean, boom, to the floor.
Like crash and made a big noise.
Like, well, that's not quite the noise I'm looking for.
Don is about to sit down in the chair. Do we have the real good noise here?
No, it's on here somewhere.
That's not it.
That's not it either. Yeah. We've got about a million sound effects on this one tape.
That's the one. Legs up in the air the whole night.
No, I'm down in the and a leg has broken off the chair. And my tie's at a jaunty angle. And I jump up to my feet and say, I'm okay.
Let's eat.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Stop looking at me now.
This is there.
And then I started with it was a defective chair.
Right.
And he said it's a defective chair. Bring me another chair. I'll prove to you.
Did they bring you another one?
They brought me another chair and I sat down. It. And then I got up and I said, watch, I'll sit down harder. I sat down harder.
That's
and then,
taking a chance.
Yeah, right? I know. But I think I proved my point.
That's good. But and you enjoyed the rest of the evening?
Yeah, it was fine.
And you didn't have any pain, right, obviously, at that point.
No. Jumped up like a cat. Cat-like reflexes.
Was the dining area full when you collapsed?
Of course it was.
Of course,
we're sitting right at the front table. Of course.
Fun.
Look at me. I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
So the evening was a success.
Yeah, it was great fun. Then Sunday. We get up Sunday, and I said to my wife, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a man today. Today I'm going to be a man because there's nothing good on television. So what I'm going to do is, first, I'm going to replace the light bulb, the headlamp that's out of my car. For me, this is a giant job.
Sure. It's terrific, though.
Okay? And I said, second thing I'm going to do...
It's real auto repair.
Because it's not like you just... What you got to do is you got to take the whole goddamn thing out. You got to unscrew the whole thing and get the right bulb and all this other crap.
Right.
I said, not only could do that... I could change the oil in this car today.
That's a manly man thing to do.
Okay, so I got up like, strong as bull. Feel good. First thing I got to do, I got to find the right bulb.
Right.
You can't just go and buy any bulb. The bulb that I need was an H7 55-watt bulb. I looked it up in the book, in the owner's manual.
Specialty bulb.
Right. It's the kind that's made for this car, for this Volvo. So I called Track Auto. Called Track Auto about 9 o'clock. Well, first, I called at 5 till 9, and this old codger picks up the book, Track Auto, and I'm prepared. I said, yes, do you have the 8755-watt bulb for a Volvo? We're not open. We don't open till 9. Call back at 9. It's 5 till 9.
Right.
So I say, okay. I sit there, I wait 5 minutes.
Terrific. You know, Saturday morning in retail, Sunday morning in retail. Yeah.
So I wait 5 minutes. I call back. Track Auto. Same guy. I said, hey, it's me again. Can I help you? I said... I just talked to you 5 minutes ago when you said you weren't open.
It's like the East German movie, you know, the East German woman moving over to the other window.
I'm looking for an H7 55-watt bulb. Hold on a minute. Again, like it's a big imposition to this guy.
Right.
So now I'm waiting.
That's
just
auto parts store speak, though. He deals with everybody like
right.
that.
I'm waiting. I hear him talking to people. He comes back to the door and he goes, well, I don't have that, but... I got something compatible. You come down, put it in the computer. I got something compatible. I said, oh, beautiful. You're a lifesaver. See you in a moment. So I get in the car, and I drive all the way to Track Auto. I walk in. This old curmudgeon, like Andy Rooney type, sitting by the door. And I said, hi. And I walk in, and I've got the old bulb in my hand.
Which is always good. I mean, that's the way you do it.
Right. I walk in, and I show him like, hi, H7, 55-watt. Got it.
Are you the guy that called?
I said, yes, I am. I don't have it. I said, no.
Oh, I love that.
I said, you said you didn't have it, but that I'd be able to find something compatible.
No, I didn't.
And I said, wait a minute, I don't know anything about cars, so I'm not making this stuff up. This is not something I could make up. You said to me I could come down, look in the computer, and you'd find something compatible.
No, I didn't. Oh, we don't let people just look at our computer.
Oh, God.
I don't have it.
Happy day.
So I go, oh, all right, you know. Whatever. F you. So I leave. I leave. I get all the way back home, and I'm going through the phone book. Now it's 10:30 on Sunday morning. I finally find a place, a different place, the auto parts place. I call. They got it.
I go, I get it, I bring it home, I get out the toolkit, I do all this crap with the taking out the headlight. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of myself. I get it put together, it works. I'm on a real high. Now I'm really, really feeling like a man.
You're Pat Goss.
Right. Pat Goss's anal garage.
You're the car guy. You're the total car guy all the way.
So now I said, you know what I'm going to do? Now I'm going to change the oil.
You got to go to McDonald's, get the straws first.
No, not like my cousin Ronnie.
Okay.
I said, you know what I need, though? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to buy me a couple of those ramps.
Oh, wow.
A couple of them metal ramps that you drive your car right up on so that I can just... And I'm going to buy me one of them things that you lay down on and you roll yourself underneath the car.
I am surprised you're still here. I'm surprised you're at work and we're not, like, visiting you in the hospital today.
So, I think, where can I get these things at? Track Auto. But I'm not going to go to the same Track Auto I went to. I'm going to go to... Super Track Auto.
Hey, with all the real big stuff.
Okay, so I go to Super Track Auto. I get over there yesterday afternoon. I go in. I find exactly what I need.
Right.
These big-ass metal things that you drive your car up on.
Yep.
I got two of them. The car goes about 3 feet in the air. I got the thing that you roll underneath with. I got the oil. Mm-hmm. I got the oil pan to drain the oil in.
You read all the instructions?
No.
Secure the car so it won't, like, come crashing down and decapitate you?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
And it worked fine.
You're lucky.
It worked fine. So I got all the stuff from the shopping cart, and man, I'm feeling like a real man. I never go to Track Auto.
Right.
Nor, if I go to Track Auto, I buy windshield washer. But today, I'm buying real stuff.
You're going to do a real, you know, guy garage project.
Right. So I'm waiting, and I wasn't even minding the fact that I'm waiting an exorbitantly long amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because... The stupidity of the people who were working at Track Auto, the fact that they generally didn't speak the language or certainly were not old enough to even drive themselves to this Track Auto location.
Right.
That combined with the fact that every Tom, Dick, and Harry that wanted to return something was choosing yesterday to return it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was waiting, and it was very confusing for the people behind the desk. And finally, after waiting about 10 minutes in line, it's my turn. I'm next. This guy in front of me is buying some kind of a rebuilt engine. And I'm the next in line.
I got a rebuilt engine at Track Auto. I mean, I guess it is a Super Truck.
Yeah.
They sell engines there?
Yes, they had entire engines when you walk in the store.
Oh, my God, that's cool.
They have like five engines. Mm-hmm. So this guy, he has the paperwork for this.
Right.
I'm going to buy that engine right there.
Yeah, he's not like putting it on me. He's not putting on the little conveyor belt there.
No.
That'd be a little tall order, I would
say. No, the engine is sitting 5 feet away.
I guess I got confused when he said he's buying an engine. I picture the guy like coming up with a shopping cart with an engine in it.
So the guy says, I'm buying that engine.
Right.
And the pimply-faced kid behind the counter says, okay. And he rings it up, and he says, how will you be paying for this? And right away, I spot this a million miles away. This guy's a flim-flam guy. I mean, he's down on his luck. He says, I guess I will write a personal check if that's okay. And the kid says, yeah, that's fine, but I need two forms of ID. So the guy writes out the check.
At least he didn't take out a change purse.
So he's writing.
then you'd be in trouble.
So the guy's writing out the check, and the kid, now, this is tough for the kid, because what he has to do, he has to call the check place.
Right. The kid has identified him already as a fun clam man.
Yeah, the kid, as soon as the kid picks up the phone,
this man is trying to steal our engine.
The guy says, is there a problem? As soon as the kid picks up the phone, the kid says, well, it's over $500, so I have to call the telecheck place.
Right.
I have to call and get approval. And the guy,
find out that you're wanted.
And the guy says, no, you don't have to do that. I'm telling you, my check's good. Here's my ID.
Oh, that could be a scene.
The kid says, no, I'm sorry. I really have to call. And meanwhile, while this is going on, all of the other people who are working the checkout, everything is ground to a halt because everybody in the store is watching this now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that this guy's check is no good.
Right.
But this guy's going to play this out to the very end.
Maybe they've got experience with him.
So the kid's on the phone, and now the kid's asking questions. What's your phone number? The guy tells him his phone number. What's your Social Security number? Tells the Social Security number. Can I see your driver's license again? He's reading stuff to people on the telephone. He's going through amounts. He's giving, like, the amount of the check. He's giving the zip code, all this other stuff. He says, can I see some other ID? Guy opens up his wallet. He says, here's a bank card. Here's another piece of ID. Now, at this point, a woman who's standing behind me in line, who for a change is more agitated than me,
right.
She says, to no one in particular, she says,
You know what I find annoying is that if someone has a bank card, they could simply have gone to the bank and gotten the money. In today's society, writing a check is outdated.
Right.
It simply is not the way that people make purchases in the 21st century.
She's right about that.
That's true. Okay? But I know, and most of the guys in line know.
If she's got a bank card, he should, you know, roll, scan the card through, and that should be it.
Right, but this guy's pulling a scam. Right. I mean, you can tell by looking at this guy.
Right.
So we all just look, turn around and look at her and give her, you know. Everybody in line is just giving each other these looks like,
I bet you feel a nice bond with that woman when she says that, because she, for a change, someone else is beginning to cause the scene.
Right, and no one says anything to her because she's a lady.
And she's right.
So we're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting. 10 minutes goes by. Finally, the kid hangs up the phone, and he says, real loud,
oh, you got any gum? Your check is declined.
Oh.
You don't have the money in your account. You can't buy the engine.
So now, the guy attempting to save some face.
Right.
The guy says,
okay.
He stands there for a minute, and then he goes, can I see that gear shift behind you, please? And the kid goes,
which one?
The one for a Chevy, because they have all these parts on the wall behind it.
Oh, my God, he's going to pummel the kid.
So, no, this guy, now, after being turned down for the check,
right,
and after making everybody wait, and he can't buy the item he wants, now the kid goes to the back wall, he gets this hideous-looking Arthur Fonzarelli-type gear shifter thing.
Oh, her shifter.
And he takes it off the wall, and he shows it to the guy. And the guy is standing there looking at it, like, back and forth, as if he's thinking about buying it. Now, what nobody is saying is, how can you buy this when you've just had your check rejected? Just move on. Save face.
Go away.
Just go, go, go.
Flee the scene.
So then he starts to get this vibe from people, because people behind him in line.
Boring a few holes in the back of his head.
We're going like this. I mean, you got 10 people in line behind you, all clearing their throats at the same time. The guy then turns and looks at everybody in line, turns back and says to the pimply-faced kid, I want you to hold this for me. I will be back and want you to hold this item for me. Don't sell this to anybody. And as he's walking out the door, he says, and when I come back, I'm going to get that engine, too. I'm going to get the engine, and I'm going to get that shifter. You hold it for me, okay?
He says with tears streaming down his face.
I'll be back.
Way to play it.
I'll be back.
Nice round of applause as he leaves the store.
And the guy leaves. It's like everybody in the store turns around and goes, who is he fooling? Like he's going to be back. Like he's ever going to be back.
Oh, my God.
So that was two bad track auto experiences in one day. The first one, their fault. Second one, not their fault. Then I got home. And I got those ramp things.
And you did it successfully?
No problem.
Drain the oil out?
Drained all the oil out.
What did you
out?
Do with the oil after you drained it out?
Well, like what you're supposed to do, down the sewer. No, I took it to the gas station.
Good.
Did you
good
really?
Man.
Yeah. Got
you did like you're supposed to.
I got a pan. My wife wouldn't let me do anything else. I got a pan. You drain out all the oil.
The entire time just regretting the fact that you couldn't do what you really wanted to do. You just dump it in the driveway.
Well, maybe out by the woods.
Isn't right. there like, and that's of course the big deal, if you don't do that with the old oil, right? You take it to the gas station.
So I did it. I changed the oil filter.
And the headlight works okay?
The only problem with the headlight.
A little brighter than the other one?
It's just a little, I mean, no, the wattage is correct. It's
cockeyed?
Yeah. I noticed that today when I pulled into the station. I'll show you tonight when we leave.
That can be adjusted. You didn't touch the bulb, did you? The halogen bulb?
No, Buzz.
Your fingers? Good.
No, only a million people told me that,
okay,
Buzz.
That's very important.
What
do you mean you didn't touch it? Isn't that the bulb you replaced?
Right. No, but the bulb itself comes in a casing.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in a big metal thing, and it says in real big letters in the book,
yeah,
and also on the box for this,
right,
don't touch the light yourself with your hands.
Oh, really?
You're not supposed to touch. It's like, it actually looks like a little Christmas tree light.
Oh, really?
And it's got this big-ass metal casing.
Oh,
What do you replace then? What do you?
The whole thing.
Oh, the whole casing.
The metal casing and everything.
Okay, all right, the whole thing.
But it says in real big letters, you know, just for dumb guys like me, do not touch the lights.
Don't stay away from the lights.
So no problem. Light, not touch.
Excellent. But now you got one headlight that's like shooting up straight up in the air.
Yeah.
You can adjust that.
There's one that's just a little cockeyed.
Do you change your own headlights, Buzz?
No, I've done it before and focused them before, but
you know, focused them before.
Sure, yeah, that's very important.
How do you focus a headlight?
Well, you put some marks on the wall on your garage, and you back the car up just the right distance, and you make sure that the light is pointing to the correct spot.
Oh, there you go.
I'd rather have the cockeyed headlights.
Writing on the walls again.
Mm-hmm. Really would.
Man, so you got a problem with it. I mean, like a noticeable problem with your headlights?
Depends how you define noticeable.
And probably all the people that are facing you on a two-lane road are grateful, too.
And
as their corneas are seared as they drive by.
Don't forget, I have one of those cars where you can't turn the headlights off, even during the daytime.
At night, are you getting a lot of people flashing you the high beam sign?
I just changed it yesterday, so I won't know until tonight.
I'll drive home tonight. Oh, yeah.
But I'll let you know.
You'll be driving along the road, and somebody will think it's like one of those movie premieres.
It's not quite that high, okay. But it's definitely a
big searchlight, you know. You're having trouble seeing the road, but you can get a good look at the telephone pole.
Hello, Malcolm.
Hey, Don.
Buddy.
When you put the new oil filter on, did you take a little bit of oil and put it around the ring?
No, why? Was I supposed to do that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
F
the
you.
Naysayer.
Come on, F you. Please, be happy for me. I finally did something.
I don't change the oil in my car until smoke. That's how you'll see me on the side of the road many times, calling for the service truck.
Do you know my very first car that I ever had was an Opel, a German Opel, this little tiny Opel.
Right.
And I drove this car to work at my first radio station every day.
Right.
And one day when I was driving to work, I started hearing a click, 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 and I thought nothing of it.
Right.
And I ran it like that for 3 days until it just stopped going.
That's called the engine seizing.
Yes. I cracked the engine.
But the engine block was cracked due to lack of oil, and that is, that's a brand new engine.
Well, yeah, right. I had to get rid of that car. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Don and Mike. Love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
You know, I had a car. I had a Jeep. Remember that Jeep I used to have?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you like that because I used to, that was during my real, that was really the ground zero of my redneck phase when I had the Jeep, and I used to take the top off the Jeep and drive it with my shirt off.
Mike would leave the station. Go outside, take your shirt off.
That's right. In December.
And then
no, it was summertime.
And then drive away. Turn away. Drive it away without a shirt off down the street.
And one time I took it into one of those quick lube places, right. Either Jiffy Lube, Quick Lube, something like that. And they had neglected to put the cap back on after they had changed the oil. And and so I was driving along and my engine seized on 395 in D.C. It just completely seized up. And when I took it into the service, they said they didn't reattach whatever they were supposed to reattach. And as soon as I had gotten the oil change, the oil had drained out of the crankcase, causing the engine to completely seize. They were able to save the engine. I didn't have to, but the car was never the same after that. But I felt like a real dummy.
Hello? Well, not your fault, though.
No, it wasn't my fault.
No. Hello, Ed.
Oh, hey, Don. I got the martini drinker's rule for you.
What is that?
A martini is like a woman's breast. And one is not enough, but three is too many.
Well, I don't know whose rule that is. Thank you. Hello, Saul.
I'm just going to lay a guess that he doesn't follow his own rule that often.
Hello, Saul.
Yeah, I'm the guy who was in front of you in line. You really hurt my feelings. And you know, I know where you are. I'm going to wait for you to get off the air tonight, Don. I really feel low, man.
Oh, this is the guy who bounced the check, right?
Yeah. Hey, I didn't bounce the check. I bought that stuff this morning.
Hold on. You cannot drop the S-bomb, sir.
You cannot say that. Very upset.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Don?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to congratulate you guys on changing your own oil. The only question I got, though, is how much money did you actually save by doing this yourself?
Oh, who cares?
Oh, okay. I was just trying to...
I think it was cheaper. I really think it was cheaper. The ramps...
Yeah, I mean, now that you've got everything, too, she can do it all the time, right?
The ramps that I bought were like $30 for two of them.
And okay. Now you can use those for anything you want.
Right.
Well, what else could you do besides...
Do some quick driving.
You can do your own movie stunt. You can roll the car.
I did have a slight problem getting the car up on the ramp, though.
It's a question of aim, isn't it?
Yeah. And what I finally ended up doing was just... getting out of the car,
right.
Putting these ramps directly in front of the wheels,
right.
And then just barreled ahead. But what I did was, on one of them it was perfect, and the other one I actually drove over it.
So
for a while it was stuck under my car.
So it wasn't perfect.
No, it wasn't perfect.
How'd you fix that?
Just backed it forth.
Yeah, how's your tire?
It's fine.
It's not stripping.
The car's a friggin' tank. Absolutely fine.
With the cockeyed headlight.
Yes. Hey, come on, don't mock me.
I'm not a pretty. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it at all.
I couldn't be proud of us. I came inside and said to my wife, what a team we are. Look at you. You are sewing, and I am out. I was so proud when Bart came over with his friend. For the first time ever in Bart's life, he brought a friend over. And there I am on that rolling thing.
That's cool.
Underneath the car.
You just have to be careful. Read the instructions about those. I mean, there's a system there. It's just, you know, it's like jacking up a car.
What's the system?
If the car, you know, if it's not perfectly centered or something like that.
You drive up on those things. You know, you drive up on those things and you pull up the parking brake and you're golden.
Yeah, decapitation comes to
mind. I was under there for half an hour yesterday, at least.
You just locked, you know, you push that emergency brake, you pull that real tight.
I did.
Yep.
I think I did.
No, I did.
I'm positive I did.
It's rolling!
I'm positive I did.
Oh, my God.
And even when I was done changing the oil, I still just rolled around under there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. Like, wow.
On your back.
Yeah. I wonder what all this stuff is under here.
You know, yeah, I guess you enjoy the fantasy of, like, you're under the car and all of a sudden you see these pretty legs with high heels come up, you know, like every movie cliche, you know, and you hear the...
You can look at that dumb Billy Joel video.
Uptown Girl.
That's right, Uptown Girl. Yeah, right, where he rolls out. Right. And Bart came over with his friends, and for the first time ever, I rolled out from under the car. I said,
sure.
Hey, Bart. Hey, Daniel. I said to Bart, Barty, hand me that ratchet wrench, please. Even though I didn't need it.
Right.
And I did that move where I slid back under the car and just put my hand out. Hey, put it in my hand.
There you go.
Thank you.
You slide back under.
Thank you. What are you boys going to do? Yeah, go play your video game. I'm out here fixing the car.
Being a real man.
I'm out here just fixing the car.
King of the castle.
That's right. No idea what I'm doing. Just fixing the car, though.
Yeah, that was that video. I think in the movie Natural Born Killers.
Oh.
You know, there where she walks in and the guy's working underneath the car. Then she kills him.
Yeah, with you, it always gets back to Natural Born Killers.
Oh, yeah, it does. Very, very, very much. That movie's always in my mind.
Time out. I see we have phone calls. We will take them when we come right back.
This is the dawn.
I miss you. Yeah, you should. You never come see me. I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't. Honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Oh, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
With a chunk of Pat Summerall's stomach in every delicious bite. Guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show. Who are you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello?
All right,
is that
drunk.
My grandson?
I don't have a grandson.
Go S in your hat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Yes, hi, Kathy.
How are you?
We're great, thank you.
I'm from the Eastern Shore, and I just wanted to share something with you about uneven headlights.
Yes, baby.
We have a term over there that we use for that, and we call them coon beams.
And why, pray tell, would you call them coon beams?
Coon beams because when one light shines up in the trees, you can actually see, like, the raccoons at night. So a lot of the shoremen, they, like, call it coon beams.
Interesting. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Mike, didn't you live over there at one time?
Yes, but I never heard that expression.
I didn't think you did.
No.
But that's why I thought it was kind of funny, and I went to share it.
It's the coon beams, Mike. There you go. Watch that raccoon's up in the tree. All you do is click, 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 click.
No, click, click, click. Well, I want to see yours when we go out tonight. I want to see if it's going to be...
It's not that bad.
Searing someone else's, you know... Because even when you have a... Like, I have a pickup truck, and when you're riding up high, I get that a lot, because even with my low beams, somebody will be giving me the high beams, and, you know, depending on the mood I'm in and how tired, if it's happened maybe twice before, I will wait to indicate to this individual, especially if they give me
that
three or
not,
four.
That it's not your high beams.
I will wait till I'm 4 feet in front of them to indicate that, hey, those were my low beams.
Here's the high beam.
5 million candle power in your corneas.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hey, I wanted
to throw out an idea that we should, all of us in Sacramento, should start picketing KHDK out in front of their studios so we can listen to the Hold On and Mike show.
That is a brilliant idea. Why don't you be the first?
Well, let's pick a date.
Well, how about today?
How about
there you go.
Monday after the 17th?
No, I don't think that's not soon enough.
That doesn't work for us. We're very much into immediacy.
Go get the sign.
Do it now.
Today. Please.
Make your sign.
Unless you're not dedicated to the cause.
Except if you do it, you have to do it like this. I was watching a little Beverly Hillbillies over the weekend.
It's always the Beverly Hillbillies.
And something I noticed on the Beverly Hillbillies, same on Petticoat Junction, whenever there would be a sign that was to be made, whether it was at the grocery store, and same on Andy of Mayberry, or if it was a picket sign, the signs were always done, and professional is not the word that I'm looking for.
Right.
They were done in a whimsical manner.
Right. Yeah, I know. Like the handwriting. Like this is a handwritten sign.
Yeah, except
done by a professional artist.
Right. Beautifully done, though.
It's like a font. Like one of those wacky fonts you
like
would see.
Like a font on a computer.
Sure.
Where they had, the one I saw over the weekend had Jethro was protesting something.
Right.
And Jethro was in front of Mr. Drysdale's bank.
Right.
With a sign. Mm-hmm. And to show that it had been written by a moron.
Right.
The E was backwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So it's like, Mr. Drysdale is unfair, and the E in Drysdale was backwards.
And they used the same sign painter on the Beverly Hillbillies, Petticoat Junction, and Green Acres, since those all came out of the same factory. They had the same artist do all the signs.
You are correct, sir. What are you doing, Mike?
Writing a sign for the Beverly Hillbillies.
Making an example.
Okay.
There we go. Where's my sign?
Oh. Now, there's no reason for that.
Sorry, Chief.
Hello, John and Mike show. Mike just wrote something very bad about Miss Jane Hathaway.
Miss Hathaway! There's my son.
Hello.
I hear breathing.
All right, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Buddy.
How you doing? This is Mike from Myersville.
Yes, Mike. Hello.
Hey, I got a martini. You have to try.
What's that, sir?
It is a Kettle One vodka, straight up, dirty.
Dirty?
Dirty. It's olive juice instead of vermouth. You love it.
I might give it a try.
Sounds horrible.
And go with the Kettle One vodka. You won't lose.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
I have big news, but it's good news and bad news that I want to share with all of you gentlemen.
Oh, is this about your toy?
Yes.
Is it something about Kettle One vodka?
No, it's not about Kettle One.
Be quiet with the Kettle One vodka.
No, please go away. This is about something that has arrived, and it arrived. I picked it up today at the airport, and I brought it home. And it's good news and bad news. The good news is my slot machine has arrived.
Thank God.
It has arrived. It came from, I picked it up at a warehouse. My wife and I picked it up at a warehouse, had it forklifted into the back of the truck, and it was shipped in a big wooden crate.
Yeah.
So it was legit, and then we checked it all out. It's from where it's supposed to be from.
Is the crate like that crate in A Christmas Story?
Yes.
When the guy gets the lamp?
Fragile! It really was, I mean, just some doing to get even to get it out of the crate.
Sure.
And when we were sliding it downstairs, because you get to the top of the stairs on the carpeting, we try to slide it, and then caught on something in this big piece of, like, linoleum that was on the back of it broke off in two. So I think now I can't return it. So that's the good news. I got it downstairs, got it set up, plugged it in, the lights came on. That's all it does, that it does so far. It doesn't work.
No.
We haven't been able to get
it
to work.
Tell them the truth. It doesn't work because you haven't
read the instructions.
That's my guy.
I mean, there is a manual with this that I can't believe. The control boards we have in radio studios do not have this much information. And I'm down there with my wife, and she's better at reading the instructions, and we're still trying to work through, like, everything. It's everything it's supposed to be, except it doesn't work yet. And I'm confident that if we figure out how to do it and how to set up the panel, that it's gonna work okay. We're calling the guy today that sold it to us, and but it's from the GM Grand. It's there. It looks good. It had all the lights on it. It's got all the bells and whistles. The only thing is, I mean, I'm starting to get angry because if the thing's not up and running in 5 minutes, which it wasn't, I'm starting to get really frustrated. And so I'm looking over at it's got the dollar bill collector, which I'm looking at, and I open the thing up, and I open the big heavy door up, and as I'm looking at this thing, I put my hand on the inside of it, and then the thing crushes my thumb.
Oh, I see.
The door automatically slams, so I'm already have a bad relationship.
Have a Band-Aid
with this
on your thumb today.
I don't care for this machine here because it's not responding. All I want it to do, all I want to be able to do, I don't care, you know, what it pays out or what it takes.
You just
want to
pull the lever.
Pull the handle and have the thing go automatically. Yeah. Now, a few times it went, and the wheels started to come on a little bit, and it went, and I'm like, it's working, and then it just goes, and then they say, pull out the, what the hell is it, the circuit board or whatever it is, pull the little electronic board out, mm-hmm. and that's got a key, it's got all these keys, and it's obviously from a real casino, it makes you realize what they go through to collect their money.
To get your quarters.
And your bills, too, from the side, because it's got a little side compartment for all the people that are pouring bills in, and it's got a big money thing for that's supposed to, you know, have all the quarters in it, and I pull out this circuit board, and it says, lift this thing up, there's a lithium battery, you know, don't hook that up under danger of explosion, you know, all this stuff, and I'm trying to get it to work, and it's just not working yet. And I just was on the phone with my wife, and she's doing a million things with the kids, and I say, did he call the guy, and we're just trying to get this thing up and running, but it's everything other than it not working.
It's great.
It looks good.
It'll be fine.
In fact, it looks so good, I could, you know, put it over in a corner and go, yeah, I got a real slot machine over there. Oh, yeah, we're getting it serviced. It doesn't work. That's the one. You remember when I asked that question about, is there anybody around here that works on them?
Yeah.
And Rob said there is somebody, or somebody told me there's somebody that
works
on
them. There's a place in Rockville.
That actually does them, and
right.
they come out and they make house calls. I hope they make house calls, because, I mean, I really think that if the thing is tweaked up and handled the right way, you know, all the bells and whistles were working. It's just the only thing that didn't happen was you can't pull the handle and make the thing spin. Mm. But the lights all seem to be working, and I'm freaking out because I wanted to use it right now.
So right now it's just decorative.
It's very much decorative, and what I want to do is first get it up and running so I can pull the handle and make the thing spin, and then tailor it to my own uses so that I can exploit my friends.
Right.
And bring them over, you know, when I say, hey, come on over, make sure you bring a roll of quarters, knowing full well that no one will win during the party. But I don't know if I can work it that way. You know?
It would be so much easier if you just said, hey, I'm going to have everybody over. Just bring me $10.
Yeah.
You know, it would be a faster way to get your friends' money.
But no one would possibly do that. I mean, that would be, you know...
Well, I would if you just said, listen...
Just bring me $10.
I'd do it. You know, come over to my house Saturday night, but bring me $10.
Anything that's in the machine is yours. Anything that's in the machine.
I do not trust the double-dealing you.
If you come over, okay?
I will not play your crooked machine.
Let me tell you. Oh, now stop it. Let me tell you what I'll do. What I will do is first of all, I don't think there's any way you can, like, rig it where it would always, where it would never pay off. I don't think that can be
but
done.
But you could take all the money. You could certainly take all of the money out before everybody arrives.
What I was going to tell you is that I can't have, like, I won't have the 4,000 coin payoff that you would get in a major casino. I mean, I'm not going to put 4,000 quarters in it, but I will open the machine up when you come over. I will open the door up, and I will show you how many quarters I have in the machine.
Ah, good.
And I guarantee you there'll be $4 or $5 for
yeah.
quarters in there. I promise you there'll be some coinage in there. Hey, it's all going to be moot if I don't... Because if this doesn't work, I'm certainly not going to get another machine in there. And I'm not going to... And the dream of O'Mara's Casino is just going to die on the vine like so many things have. So many things in my life have just turned a total ass.
I will come over and I will watch it, but I will not play your crooked machine.
What if I get a... if it works, if I get the thing up and working and I'm having fun with it and I'm excited and I get another machine, would you play the poker machine if I got one?
No. But I'll come over. I'll come over and watch you try to fleece everybody else.
But I'll promise you that it won't be a fleecing job. I will. You will have my. You will have my word as a friend. you know, all this is moot because I can't get the thing working, and it's got
right, hold on.
So much.
I got
going
a guy with
it. You will.
For you.
I hope so.
Hello, Johnny.
Yeah,
Johnny, you're on the air.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Right. Hi there.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, do you have the limit card for that? Most casinos you go to, you have to have the card you insert into it.
You know, there is a card that there's an area of electronics that were removed from it, which were part of this club where you put the card in there.
Yeah,
but I've got all the keys and I've got all the instructions and everything with that.
It just doesn't work.
Is that all the information? Yeah, thanks a lot. Is that all the information you have for me?
Yeah.
I'm dying here.
All right, hold on. Let me try Johnny. Johnny, another Johnny.
How's it going?
Johnny, buddy. Hey, what?
Johnny, what can we do for you? All right, John.
And he's gone.
Was Johnny going to give me more help?
Yep.
So it's the second idiot moron that I'm trying to get to help me with this machine.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hi, did Mike ever...
I'm right here, sir. I'm right here. There's no need to say, did Mike. I'm not six blocks away.
Hi, did Mike ever finish his speed reading course? He could finish his instructions.
Oh, this guy's...
That's a long time ago. You're going back over 10 years now.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, I've made some bad purchases over the years. Okay, and I've shared them all with you.
That was another one of your as seen on TVs.
But just remember, sir, you're the reason that I stay.
You people.
You people.
Right, Kathy Lee.
Excellent.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Frank Show.
It's going back, what?
Christ, 5 years? Although, you see, part of the problem is when you make these purchases...
Yes.
When you come in... Slot machine notwithstanding, but like when you went through your phase of buying crap on television.
Yes, yes.
You would come in and announce to everybody.
Right.
Like, I remember the day you came in and you said, hey, I bought these speed reading tapes off TV.
I'm going to be able to read like lightning.
Man, you read. Wait.
I show like a page an hour.
The convection oven, the whole house antenna. Those are the ones I remember.
It was not the convection.
It was the jet stream
oven.
Oh,
jet stream oven.
Not the convection oven.
You did buy the whole house antenna, though.
Yes.
You were supposed to plug this thing into the wall.
And make your entire home a powerful and that was the one we destroyed on the air.
Yeah. With a hammer.
I brought that in, and I won't be doing that with a slot machine, though.
Oh, do you know that I saw on, maybe it was Channel 5 this morning,
mm-hmm.
they did a great expose about that crap that I bought off TV, the GS27.
Oh, right, exactly.
Stuff that you're supposed to be able to wipe on your car, and immediately any scratches and dings are gone.
Is it like an acid-based thing that dissolves the paint, and that's why it looks good?
When I used it on my car, the same thing that happened on my car happened on the car on TV. It just took the paint off.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't get rid of the scratch.
Yeah, because it's actually supposed to melt the little paint area. Like it dissolves the paint enough where it's supposed to fill in the crack.
But that it doesn't work.
No, because it damages the finish.
They totally outed them. It's a good feature. Hello, Tommy.
Yeah, Don and Mike. How you all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Mike.
What?
Have you ever been out to Charlestown, West Virginia?
You mean where they have the slot machines out there?
Well, yeah, because they got coin slots out there now.
Really?
And there's a store right on the road that you take to go into the racetrack area.
That's right on the road, Mike.
That sells them?
That sells them.
Sells slot machines.
That sells slot machines.
I think I saw that on the net. I think I saw that on the internet. Yep, absolutely. Well,
that might be some place to at least find out and see if they know how to repair them. They're
nice.
Not that far away.
You know, I'm going to give this guy his props because this was at least someone who was genuinely trying to give me
I'll get to the bottom of this. Rob, just give me the number for the MGM Grand.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you got this from?
This is from MGM Grand, yes.
Okay. Just give me the number of the MGM Grand.
Very good.
Just call the dumb hotel right now.
What are we going to ask them, though?
Something that you bought a slot machine for that. How do you get it going?
I didn't buy it from them. I bought it from the guy that got it from the MGM Grand.
But wasn't it theirs before?
Yes, of course. It has their name. It has a sticker, actually.
Well, you should just be able to ask. So you got this. You plugged it in.
Mm-hmm.
How come it doesn't work?
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And we'll see what... You know, it's very intricate, though, as far as this little circuit board. They're little tiny... I don't even know what to call them. They're little tiny thingies that go over the points that weren't all the way put down because they ship it so that the battery won't be running.
Right.
And then you reconnect this little thingy on top of this thingy to make the battery work, and then you clear the machine, and it's very, very complicated.
Well, now you're losing me.
It's unbelievably complicated. So they're going to say, they won't help you.
Hello, Jim.
Mike.
What?
Springfield Mall, man. You don't have to go all the way out to East Hill to find any information on your slot.
Okay.
I don't know the name of the store off the top of my head, but they specialize and sell gaming equipment. They sell slot machines, pinball machines. They've got a number of machines over there.
Okay, great. Well, maybe maybe I'll even take it over to them or something.
Thank you.
Hold on. They can tell me the machine I bought is just a pile of crap.
Hold on.
Still, it still looks good. It looks great. I can
handle this for you right now.
Little chipped up at the top. It looks good. And it's got the thing, you know, the little hat. With the light on it. You know,
thank you for calling the MGM Grand Hotel, the city of entertainment. This is Tommy Toon, star of
Effect. Hello. Hey. Hi there.
Production show in all of Las Vegas. If you're attending a meeting or convention, please press 1. If you're calling for all other room reservations or show reservations, including FX, press 2.
What if
for event information, please press press 3.
What did my friend bought a slot machine?
Restaurant information or dinner reservation, press
4.
4. For a guest room, please dial 702-891-1111. For all other information, stay on the line for the very next available special.
Thank you, Tommy Tune.
Please hold. Your call is being transferred.
Hi, this is Tommy Tune.
Siegfried and Roy.
Hello?
Tommy Tune.
What was that sound?
This is reached MGM.
Like
MGM Brand Reservations.
Like
this is Karen.
The MGM Lion.
Oh, hi. Hi, listen. Hi. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now.
Hi, how are you?
I'm calling as a representative for Mr. Mike O'Mara. Recently purchased a reconditioned slot machine that used to be owned by the MGM Grand. Can you tell me how to get that baby working? He bought a slot machine, he got it home, he plugged it in, and it does everything except work.
All right, so since you have reached the MGM Grand Reservations Department, I'd be happy to ring you to my slot department, sir. One moment, please.
Excellent. Thank you, baby. You're the man.
Certainly, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Now we get to it.
Yeah, there we go. Sure. This is terrific. You know, I'm going to write down, get a number off air if this really
slot. I hope she sends it to the slot department, not the slut department.
No, I'm going to ring you the slot machines that go ding, ding, ding.
I thought she was gone.
Okay. Click, click, click.
The name of the gentleman I'm going to be ringing you to is Manny,
Manny.
I like it already.
Yeah.
Right.
He's Manny. My director of slot technician, sirs.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
Don and Mike, and have a grand day.
Thank you. Thank you, darling.
And I, that's a place where it's act together, man. Yeah. That's where I got my slot machine.
Your
dinner,
USA.
Your room,
comp.
The desert, it has heart.
We cannot give you your money back. There's no way we can give you your money back.
Oh, what about Miracle on 34th Street?
This conversation is over.
A nest egg.
Gambling is how we make our money.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Went to Macy's.
That is truly like
listen, not you're a funny man, you make me laugh. But we do not refund money.
Exotic.
Thank you.
Your meals, your room.
Calm. Back with Albert Brooks is funny.
Oh, man, that was great.
America.
I wish he'd make another movie like that. Yeah. I really do.
Hey, where is Manny?
I would think that, you know, after we spoke to the nice lady, we'd be able to get to, hello?
Better shut up,
Manny.
And pay attention.
What are they doing here? What is?
That is a disconnect.
Oh man, I'm never gonna get it fixed.
All right, here's the number. Call him during the break.
Okay.
Call Manny during the break.
Hey, Manny.
Just call Manny.
The slot department. That's too much effort.
We'll have Rob call during the break for you then.
No, I know. I'm gonna call. That's the main number, right? Where
right.
I get the nice lady.
And ask the nice lady for Manny then.
Manny.
Hey, Manny, buddy.
Yeah, hi. How are you? What? No, sir. I cannot help you with your machine. If you bought it through a private vendor, it's not our responsibility any longer. You have to understand that the machine is not necessarily going to be in proper working order. If it was a MGM Grand machine. That would be a totally, entirely different story. Do you understand, sir? I'm sorry I can't help you. This conversation is over.
But your meals, your room, calm. Before the touch tone. Let's clear these lines out and try to give away up to $10,000 right now. Mm-hmm. Secret celebrity laugh. So many people are so convinced that they know who secret celebrity number 4 is.
That's right, absolutely.
If you think you do, be the 100th person right now to call the sexed up Toya.
Yeah.
She's standing by at 1-877-365-3636. Caller 100 right now.
This they broadcast from Monday till Friday. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, just ahead of Caller 100. Got some Regis stuff.
All right.
Good. You're goofing on Larry King. You heard about the Grease Man, right?
Yes. Yes, what a shame.
You know, I actually found myself feeling bad.
So did I.
For that poor loser.
Yeah, I did too.
You know, the guy, as we documented last week on the show, the guy that got fired for making stupid comments can't get a job in radio
right.
to save his ass, so he finally has to hit the bottom rung.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a job in St. Croix.
In the Caribbean.
In the Virgin Islands. Before he even starts,
right,
the poor son of a bitch gets fired because people are protesting.
Too much heat. Too much heat. I guess he's going to have to lay low for a little longer.
Another Frank Ahern's scoop gone bad.
There you go, Frank. Sorry.
Way to go, Ahearns. Ahearns the a-hole.
Absolutely.
Also wanted to mention Regis Philbin has his new money for the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show.
Pretty much. Hell of a lot of money.
$125,000 per episode.
Who's feeling nauseous now?
Yeah, like he's worth that.
That's right. What each of the friends gets.
Like Regis is worth $125,000 an episode.
So he can read off the prompter and they can edit.
For sitting there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For sitting there and reading questions on a computer screen that he doesn't even have to know the answers to in advance.
Not at all. That's Regis. It's the Regis factor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would like to go on record now.
$20 million a year.
Right. I'd like to go on record now. It's the 28th of February. I'll bet you that show is gone by the end of the year.
Off the air?
Yeah. I think that we've reached just about the zenith with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Now, when you say gone, you mean totality?
I mean off the air. I mean that show is history. No. It's in the rearview mirror.
I think that show's got staying power. As much as I hate it, I think it's just, it's going to hang on.
Do you really think so?
I really think so. I'm way terrific on that one.
Do you want to bed your hair?
You don't want to shave your head again.
I wouldn't.
But I mean, you don't want to take the chance of shaving your head again.
I wouldn't.
I don't want to have you that mad at me that you'd be shaving your head.
I wasn't mad at Charlie Stossel. I was only mad at him about the beard and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're saying that by the end of the year, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire will be off the air?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And we'd bet our... Would that be... would you like to make the bet before we leave at the end of the year? Right, like at that, would that be the time?
Oh, no. No, because technically...
December 31st.
December 31st of the year 2000. So when it clicks over to 2001...
It's off the air.
If Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is still on the air, I would have to get my head shaved again.
Oh, my God.
I'm just pretty sure that... Keep in mind, there's still 10 months left in this year.
Mm-hmm.
That this show is eventually going to peter out.
Right.
I can't see it steamrolling ahead. I think by summer, they'll pull it back to one night a week. It'll be on the fall lineup. And by Christmas, it's gone.
You see, what I want to make sure of before I make this bet, before I pull the trigger on this bet that I'm seriously considering here, is that the show, even if it's... It has to be gone, dead, canceled, never to come back. That has to be a definitive thing. If it's in hiatus, where it's not on the air that particular
week. No, I would agree, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about...
You know, it has to be...
The act comes down.
Sometime between now and the end of the year, there has to be a story. ABC cancels
Millionaire.
You say it will be canceled by the end of the year. I take that bet. I take that bet.
You're on.
And it's our hair.
It's our hair.
Oh, okay. Loser of the bet shaves his head.
I feel good about that.
Oh, my God.
Of course, I felt good about the last one, too.
Right.
What the hell? What the hell? That's, I mean, really.
Right.
$125,000 an episode.
Right.
Right.
No way. He'll make that money this year.
What was his contract?
5 years. 5-year contract.
Oh, Christ.
I'd make you a bet on 5 years, but I don't think I'll be alive in 5 years.
So it has to be canceled. You're saying it'll be canceled before the end of the year.
Before the end of the year 2000.
Take that bet.
Okay. Mm.
You're on.
I take that bet.
Deal.
Somebody log it. Rob, log it.
Write it down, Rob. We don't forget a big head shaving bet.
I know.
It's another head shaving.
It's a long time. I mean, it's a long time. It's, you know.
I experienced it once.
We wait. It's not going to be like... You know, Titanic, where we keep track of it. But, I mean, if there's any negative story about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and, you know, any time, and I will commit to this, that at any time, when the cancellation comes through, ABC has canceled, and that's what it has to be.
Canceled?
ABC has canceled. Pull the plug. No more to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Well, hold on.
I will do it the day after.
But what if they just take it off the air?
That doesn't count. If it goes on hiatus and it's going to come back, it's ABC has canceled.
Okay, well, hold on. Then I might want to amend this a little bit, because I think it will be canceled as a regular series, that they will just bring it back for sweeps.
I can't do that. I wouldn't make that bet, because you never know what they're going to do with the lineup. If they pull, they'd have to pull the plug on it completely.
But you don't feel strongly, though, that it'll stay on as a weekly show.
No, I see. I have no idea with it. If it comes back as a special, that's a different story. If the bet is you say the show will be canceled,
but now if they can't, but technically
you're edging.
No. If it's on, Rob, I don't even want to talk to her. Pick it up, tell her I don't even want to talk to her.
Yeah, put her on. Come on, I want to hear what she has to say.
She's gonna tell me not to do it.
Right. It's your son.
Oh,
all right. Him, I'll talk to.
Hold on a second, Bart. Okay.
Hold on. Yes, hi, Barty.
Don't do it. No, we don't want to put up with this. I'm not putting up with it again.
Okay, that was Mommy, not you talking there.
Okay, Dad?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to be with you when you have your head shaved.
With a tattoo on
someplace
can't be seen.
A tattoo is worse. I'd never do a tattoo.
You know what this is? This is like a ventriloquist act you're listening to right now.
The bet's crumbling seriously. Already.
Seriously, Dad, I didn't want you driving me to school when you had your head shaved.
I know, and I wore a baseball cap during that entire time. But, Uncle Mike's right. The bet is crumbling anyway.
The bet is crumbling because you're seeing the error of your ways is what you're doing.
Oh, no. You are. Oh. No, you're not going to
get it. Don't do that, Uncle Mike. You'll just make him bet.
I know.
No, now listen.
You're beginning to see the error of your ways. There's no way the show would be canceled before the end of the year.
Technically, though.
Might be modified, might be pulled back, might be...
Mom did not find you attractive, and she says she's going to live at Grandma's.
All right, goodbye. Just let me talk this through with Uncle Mike. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
But technically,
yes.
If they're to take it off the regular primetime schedule,
see, that would count being canceled. Because if it's a failure and the show had run its course, they would cancel it. Regis would be out of work, and that would be it.
They do that with shows all the time.
They do that with shows all the time.
Where they cancel shows and they say we're going to bring it back as a special, right?
Mm-hmm.
So technically, they've canceled the show, though.
Yeah, but I would never put my hair on the line for
then
that.
My final offer on the bet is that they take it off the air as a every week show.
That's a different bet because I think that I would almost be inclined to agree with you that might happen. I think by the end of the year there could be much adjusting. And all it takes is 2 weeks of the ratings being in the toilet to make for I don't think they would ever completely table the show and cancel it completely, pull it out of the lab, take it out of production. I think they might.
Nor do I. I think that they would pull it back and say, okay, we're just going to run it during sweeps.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We're going to run it during the Super Bowl week.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And that's I would agree with you, so I can't do a bet against you on that one, because if you had said that the show will be out of production, you'll never hear from it again by the end of the year.
No, and I didn't mean to misrepresent, because when I said canceled, that's what I meant. I think
the chance of what you say happening is probably... Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always that chance with any show.
I'm reading here now. It's 3 nights a week now. Next month, they're going to put it on 4 nights a week. During the summer, they're thinking about putting the show on 5 nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that people are going to stand for this.
But the show keeps amazing me with its resilience. It keeps dominating its time slot. I can't believe it. Now, 21. Now, there's a show.
21.
I think that's the one of the bunch that will be canceled. I think that would be canceled before Greed. I'm not going to do my hands up. Not on that. Too much, the TV.
I think Greed might already be gone.
Is Greed already on
Greed might already be gone.
Oh, really?
I know that Winning Lines is already gone. Right. The show that was on CBS.
It got canceled already?
Yeah.
It's just 21 was such a CF when I saw that with Maury Povich. That's the one where he came out and he screwed up by telling the other person that the lady had already been disqualified.
Three strikes and she's out.
Hi, just learning the ropes because we were too fast to get it into production.
All right, well, then we'll table that bet for now.
There'll be another bet that'll come
along. Okay, all right. We'll table that one. But Rob, just write it down.
I was going to say...
Just write it down that I think it's going to be gone by the end of the year.
As a prediction.
As in the form that we're seeing it now.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. Canceled as an every night series.
Could be.
Yeah, at the end of the year.
I'm in bet mode, and I almost said something very foolish that I would never do. Ever. I would never do again. I was almost going to bet you that the Red Sox were going to make it to the postseason again. But I'm not going to do that because... As much as I'm confident they would do it this year.
Take that bet.
Won't do it. It'll ruin it. It'll ruin it for me. If I bet with you anything that has to do with the Red Sox, that's kiss of death. That is how strongly I believe.
I'll take it.
I can't.
I'll take it.
I'm more interested in having the Red Sox go to the postseason than I am betting. Because that would be... The Red Sox, as soon as I say... You know what you would pick up? You'd pick up the newspaper tomorrow if I made a Red Sox bet with you right now. And you say, Pedro Martinez breaks leg in fast car accident in Florida. That's what would happen. That's how... I will tell you, without betting, because I'm not going to put my hair where my mouth is on this one, but I will tell you, I have... one of the better feelings I've ever had. Now, I always say Red Sox are going to do this, but this is the first year where they're not really slamming them as much as they have the last 3 years.
Well, then.
And no. No. And look at it. And as I lack confidence, you gain confidence with it. I know.
No, with the Red Sox.
With the Red Sox, it's a
there
good
thing. There I am confident.
I don't think you've ever lost a Red Sox bet with me.
I haven't. God love them.
That's right.
God love the Boston bred Red Sox.
And they would do the same thing to me once again.
All right, then we have no bet as of right now.
No bet right now. But there will be something else.
That will come up.
There
with
will
something.
Be something else. You almost got yourself into that bet with the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, almost. Almost. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Canceled is a very harsh word.
Yes.
Canceled. By canceled, I meant taken off the schedule, as in Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Canceled is a week. You're getting in too many like positions there where it would be difficult for me. It would be impossible for me.
And for me. Whereas the Red Sox bet is very simple.
It's pretty much slammed. Just give me the razor right now.
You know, Red Sox make the playoffs or they don't make the playoffs.
Right. And, you know, baseball alone is a highly unpredictable sport to wager on. Sure. So, but with the Red Sox, if they had any chance of postseason play, as soon as I made the bet with you, it would be over.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. What's your name?
Pat.
Pat, where are you calling from?
Falls Church right at the moment.
Pat, caller number 100, and you have won wrestling tickets, a pair of tickets to WCW Thunder, the Patriot Center, Tuesday, March 14th. See Goldberg and many other wrestlers. Everybody else call 202-432-SEAT for tickets. You must be thrilled.
All right, cool deal.
Hey, right. Pat, come on, slow down. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty
are
excited.
Are you a nervous wreck? Are you very nervous?
Yeah, well, I'm looking to win some money. Of course I'm nervous.
Right.
You play for $1,000.
All right.
$1,000. I'm sorry, I can't reward this slacker attitude.
I know, it's nerves or it's something, but it's just we need a lot more enthusiasm.
The jackpot can go between $500 and $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You will play for $1,000. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Bob Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed. Here comes your celebrity right now.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There she blows. Or there he blows. There it blows. That is worth $1,000.
And the odds are in my favor.
Why? Yes. You feel the need to
adjust.
Mess
I'm
with
sorry.
Perfection.
I am sorry.
You know, you got to hold the Evian bottle
I know,
up there.
I know.
But it's just great when you just stand up and belt it out.
Sorry.
Sorry. Can't help myself.
Hey, for $1,000. Here we go. For $1,000. Who is that?
I'm going to go with Arsenio Hall.
No.
Sorry,
oh,
Pat.
We're sorry.
Nope. Already been guessed.
All right, thanks, guys.
And don't forget, except for your guess, every guess is
a clue for you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Satellite junk is ready.
All circuits are go.
Excellent. Tomorrow, the show debuts in New York City on WNEW-FM.
New for New York City.
So if you know anybody in New York, tell them they can hear the show starting tomorrow night at 7 on WNEW-FM.
Fantastic.
Tomorrow, we'll have the whole cast from King of Queens on as a way to say welcome to New York.
Right.
We will not have Kenny Creamer on tomorrow.
Yay.
Thank God. He found out we were going to be on in New York, and he called his... Had to be a part of the first show to New York?
Sure.
Absolutely not.
Ah, big new city with big new opportunities and big new people.
Yep. And very soon, as we've mentioned all along, we'll be going up to New York a couple of days a week.
That's right.
Won't affect the show you're hearing now because we will remain live on our network every day.
That's right. But we'll be troweling in new people to, you know, for you to meet. Cool.
A chance to, you know, interact with the good people of New York.
That's right. And, of course, you know, our crazy, kooky stories about life in the Big Apple.
So that all starts tomorrow.
Right.
We're very happy to be going on in New York tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go through a couple more of these calls, and then I want to get to this Larry King in Africa story.
Very good.
Excuse me, South Africa.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Mike.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Listen to you talk about the slot machine brought to mind another major purchase, and that was that powder or pills or whatever that was supposed to give the 5-foot poop. Whatever happened to that?
Hasn't come yet. I mean, that's the guy that we had, the doctor, and he's...
that's another impulse purchase.
Brand new. Well, it wasn't a purchase. He said he sent it to me for free, right. And nothing has come in yet, but I won't be able to take anything this week.
Impulse purchase.
I have to
purchase.
Prepare for the real date for the procedure.
Oh, right. The colonoscopy is this week.
Which means on Wednesday, I will not be eating any food at all.
Wednesday.
And then right at the end of the show, I'll have to drink that stuff again.
Mm.
But I might be drinking it like on the way home. I don't want to go through that again.
The
right?
Poop juice
is simply too painful.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, though. Gladys?
It's February.
No, 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 no.
Yes, I waited till the end of the month. You're coming to Wichita. I'm so excited.
Rob, do go back in the recesses of your big old brain.
Yeah, we needed to wait until March, Gladys.
Gladys, I think...
Now you're done up till, with your penalty, June 10th.
I think technically...
I can hear him. He doesn't have to yell at me.
I think that technically you are not living up to your part of the agreement, the separation agreement we have.
I thought it was January. I couldn't call.
No, no, I believe that when we filed for legal separation...
That's right. I thought it was a bigger penalty. Robin said March. I thought it was even like April or May.
Oh, no, no.
But it is now.
You're coming to Wichita. I'm so excited.
Ah, let me...
Mike, can I sing Danny Boy to you when you guys come?
Oh, would you like to sing Danny Boy to me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Just playing your theme right now, Gladys.
I want to tell you guys, I was in Orlando when you were on the King and Queens.
King and Queens, yes.
And we were at Disney World, and I rushed home that night. I forego the fireworks to watch you guys. You guys were so good.
What a sacrifice that
was. It was.
God bless you guys. It's not like they have a fireworks show at Disney World every night.
We only saw three more.
Yeah.
No, but, and I went to Las Vegas a couple weeks ago.
Boy, you just globe hopping.
I know. I've got my broom constantly.
Yeah. Right. So, Gladys, what can we do for you?
I just want to say I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in a couple of weeks.
As we are you.
Right.
It's been since 96. Can you believe it?
Really?
Wow. Anybody who doesn't know, I just want to tell you, this woman, we do not have a bigger, stauncher supporter anywhere.
True.
However, this woman is the epitome of nails on the chalkboard.
Yes, yes. In fact, she's on some
I'm not even using my Gladys voice.
Yeah, you're not. And you're on some, like, phone that makes it, that dulls it a little bit, and I'd say it's a little more pleasurable than normal.
Go ahead with your normal voice. Just let it cut through for a second.
No, I can't.
You seemed to... Was this the new mellow Gladys that we're getting?
No.
What are you... Are you on something?
Yes, I'm on something. No, I'm having hot cocoa.
What do you... put a few, like, break open a few capsules of Prozac in there, too?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Are you on Prozac, Gladys?
No.
Are you on any other type of antidepressant?
No.
Really?
No, I take Inderol for migraine.
Uh-huh.
It lowers my blood pressure.
That won't affect you psychologically. Well, maybe you would.
It could help.
All right. Well, Gladys.
Oh, that was my son.
Oh, your son. How old would your poor son be?
10 years old. Shame on him.
10 years old.
Poor boy. All right. Gladys,
hey,
goodbye.
I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. I'm so excited.
There it is.
Okay.
There she is.
You just got a glimpse into the real Gladys Kravitz.
Okay,
absolutely.
I'll see you guys March 17th, and you don't
Bye.
Know where I'm going to turn up.
Bye.
What a pest.
Sounded like he said F you in the background.
Like
didn't
did your boy just say F you?
Oh, gosh, no.
What did he say, Gladys?
No. What did you say, man?
Hello? She covers the phone.
Yes. No, he doesn't say that.
Isn't it about time to take him to tap class or something?
Put your
like
boy
that?
On.
No.
Let me talk to your boy.
Benjamin, you want to talk to him? No, he's too embarrassed.
Isn't it about time to take him to, his dance recital?
No, yeah.
Put that boy on.
No, you can't ask him anything bad.
I'm just going to ask him questions about his mommy.
No,
no.
I'd like to know how long Mommy spends on the phone every day.
I don't. We
calling radio stations.
I'd like to know if Mommy still bathes him.
No, I don't. He locks the door.
I'd like to ask him.
I have four sons.
Is there a Mr. Kravitz perhaps down in the basement with duct tape wrapped around his mouth?
No, come on. Let me talk to your son.
No, you can't. I forbid it.
Oh, there's the bird.
Oh, no. It's a new bird at Christmas.
What's the bird's name?
Well, guess what?
What?
Frida died.
Frida died.
Frida died.
So what bird is that that we hear right
That's
now?
That's the new bird I got at Christmas that I'm ready to cook. It's a cockatiel. And his name is Buzz.
You're ready to cook him?
We're going
to
cook Buzz.
And his name
Buzz the cockatiel.
Yeah.
So you mean you breed these exotic birds only to...
No, I got this for Christmas.
And you're going to eat him?
Oh, he's a pet. He's horrible.
Yes. You know, anyone that's had exotic birds know that they make quite the racket. Is it true you got the exotic bird just to cut down on people being annoyed with you when they come to your house?
No.
Oh, there's Mama. Well, she's mad now. Did you just tell your son to shut up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
I don't say shut up.
What do you say?
Nothing.
Put the boy back on with us.
No, you cannot talk to him.
Now listen, Gladys, you can trust me. Put the boy on.
No, I trust you as far as I could throw you.
Put the boy on.
Yes.
He has questions and he needs answers.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he needs an honest, open-minded parent.
Like, why do my friends say my mommy's crazy?
I have to hide down in the basement or he'll find me.
How many times do you have to clean the bird's cage every day?
Once a week.
Once? Oh, lovely.
Are you wearing old lady underpants right now? You know the kind
of white ones that go up, like, almost under the breasts?
Well, I'm not going to answer that because you've forgotten something, so I'm not answering
about
that.
How dry you are down there?
Enough. I know you're trying to get the most out of this conversation.
Does your son? We've gotten her flustered, I believe.
I think so.
Does your son know that when you were in the service, you were known as Gladys, the gonad gobbler? Remember we found
Great
that out?
Memory,
wait, I'm gonna say goodbye. I'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Hey, we figured out a way how to get Gladys off the phone. Yeah, Gladys the gonad gobbler. That's good.
Go away.
Really? Gladys the gonad gobbler. How does it feel to have the shoe on the other foot, honey?
There you go.
I love you guys. I wouldn't say nothing mean about you.
No, you just said go away.
No, I just meant let's not talk about that.
Well, she's Gladys the gonad gobbler.
What was the name of the fort that you served at again?
I was at several.
Fort Head.
No. Well, I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
The bird will be going,
and I'll be
Gladys the gonad gobbler. Gladys, the gonad gobbler.
Yeah. Well,
did you ever get it on with Sergeant Bilko?
No, I was a sergeant.
You were a sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a staff infection sergeant?
No, I got out before that.
Oh, okay.
Sergeant Gonad.
Yeah. So,
Gladys, the gonad gobbler.
Well, I practice on my Danny boy, and I could sing Tura-lura-lura.
Let me talk to your son.
No.
Listen, I'm positive. No. Your son needs some kind of a...
I knew she do this to children.
No. He needs some kind of a role model. And I'm sure he's not getting it from you, but from a mom who flies around with her hair up in curlers all the time on the broom of yours.
Sergeant in the Army, married to a cobbler. Everyone knows Gladys the gonad gobbler.
And I'm sure he doesn't know about your sordid history.
Hey, listen, he's listening to the radio.
Really?
Yes.
If he's listening right now, then he should know that when Mommy was in the service, she was known as Gladys the gonad gobbler.
Remember when you told us that?
You've done your damage.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
What is your son's first name?
I'm not saying.
Well, just tell me your son's first name so I can address him.
No.
How's that bird? Are you down in the basement hiding from the bird now?
I'm in the basement loading the washer.
Come on, just tell me your son's first name so I can dress him personally.
Well, now he's coming down.
Dress him personally?
I mean, address him.
He's saying some bad things. See, you're getting my children. I gotta go.
What's his first name, Gladys? I just want to get
you know what I just figured out?
His next name is Benihana.
What I've just figured out is that Gladys is incapable of hanging up with us unless we, like, dump her.
So his name must be Ben, right?
Benihana.
Is that his name, Ben?
Ben, the two of us.
Ben? Do you know what a gonad is? Ben? You have gonads.
Oh, God.
Ben, Ben.
When your mother was in the Army, she was known as the gonad gobbler.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, see, not enough to hang up.
Not enough to hang up, no way.
And...
No.
Okay.
Do your friends have gonads? Sure they do, Ben. Your mom loves gonads.
We've identified Gladys as she's incapable of doing it. Aren't you, Gladys? The kids are loving it.
I know it.
That's right, Ben.
No, you're not talking.
Your mom
was desperate to talk to us.
I've unplugged the radio.
Oh, now listen, let the child speak to us.
There seems to be some sort of pandemonium going on.
Let the child speak.
No, he can't. No.
And now, even with this, as we torture her, I'm still finding her very unpleasant to have on the phone.
Oh, me too.
Okay.
But it's a wonderful new dynamic, though.
Yes, it is. We know how to make Gladys uncomfortable.
Yeah.
All we have to do is refer to that day where she was referred to as Gladys Kravitz, the gonad gobbler.
Well,
now it sounds like
no,
your
he's
son.
He's saying suck. He's saying he's like.
No, I heard the F word before he said
no,
suck.
No, he would never say that.
Sounds like you got quite a handle on the boy.
Do you have a problem disciplining young Ben?
No, I don't.
Really? What do you use? Do you use the counting method?
Yes, I'm putting my hands up right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Then discipline him now. Discipline him right now in front of us.
No.
Tell him to shut up.
No, I don't say shut up.
What do you say?
Shut up, hey.
Oh,
he says it to her.
Oh, sounds like what a precocious child.
Okay.
What do you say?
I don't know. I gotta go.
No, come on. Let me hear you discipline your child. Your child sounds awful.
Please, some decorum in the house, Mrs. Kravitz.
Now look what you got him saying.
I think we're asking the wrong family member if they're on medication.
What is he saying?
The gonad gobbler thing.
Yes, now you got him saying that. Okay, I gotta go. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Okay?
Good luck with that boy.
You'll be surprised.
Ben, if you can hear me.
I'll be in
Ben, if your mother has the radio up.
Please
listen
don't.
To me. Ben, leave the house. Go find a policeman. Tell them you want to live with me. I'll raise you, Ben. Ben, get out of that house.
Tell him to bring the bird, too.
Bring the bird.
Bring the bird.
Say Buzz.
Bring Buzz. Buzz the cockatiel.
Ben, your mommy loves gonads. Your mom's got a real Jones for nads. Listen to me.
Okay, I'll see you guys.
Right, yeah, you're not going to hang up.
Yes, I will.
No, you're not.
Does mommy ever taste weird when she kisses you goodnight?
Oh, gross.
Bye.
Hey, she's gone.
Hey.
No, she's not.
No.
Oh, you're a sick woman, Gladys.
Hello?
She's finally gone.
I think so.
She's finally gone.
There's good parenting.
Yeah, she's out.
She's gone.
She's out. Wait, well played, Mike.
Yep, absolutely.
Game, set, match.
Bingo.
Gladys the gonad gobbler. And young Ben.
Right. Ben screaming in the background. You suck!
Shut up! Hello, Tom and Mike show.
Buddy.
Jesus, what a mess. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going, buddy?
Great, my friend.
Listen, I had a quick question for you guys.
Yes.
If you guys are doing the show live up in New York, and the people in New York are going to be receiving it on...
No, we're not doing the show live up in New York. We're doing the show... The show will be taped delayed every night to New York, so we will be doing the show for the network live.
Okay.
Just like we are. Nothing will change. You're going to hear the show live if you're hearing it live
just
now.
Just like you are right now.
Right. You'll hear it live now.
But what I'm curious is how are you going to be able to interact with the people in New York when they're going to be constantly hearing you guys?
F them. They won't interact with us.
Okay.
And if they want to interact with us, we'll give out our phone number.
They can
call us earlier in the day.
That's how that works.
What do you care? Do you live in New York?
No, I just want you guys to do well up there. I just don't think...
Leave it to us. Have we made any mistakes yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for your career guidance.
Absolutely. I do what I can.
Yeah, of course you do.
Of course.
All right, maybe we can give you some guidance sometime.
Please, any time.
Are you on a high floor?
Okay, goodbye.
No, I'm in the vehicle.
Goodbye.
Okay, well,
goodbye.
That could work, too. We can give him some guidance.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The buddies.
So you got to get used to that we're going to get all kinds of advice about how Larry spent all of last week in South Africa.
You would think from the beginning of the column that Larry would be some sort of a statesman traveling abroad. That's really not the case at all.
Now, really... What he writes about is the fact that somebody hired him to make a speech in South Africa.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He went to South Africa, which, in case you don't know, up until recently, has been like the most bass-ackwards country in the world.
Absolutely. During apartheid, it was horrible, and, you know, it's been well documented.
And it's still not that great now.
No, they still got a long way to go in that country.
So Larry goes there. Let me read you a couple of highlights about his trip to South Africa from his column in USA Today.
Right.
Well, AIDS, he writes a lot about AIDS.
Yes, he does.
That 13% of the male population is afflicted.
That's one of their biggest problems in that country.
900 beds in one hospital, 600 patients have AIDS. He also writes that his brother Marty accompanied him on the trip.
Hi, Marty, come with me, please.
As a 14-hour flight would be a bit too much for the increasingly pregnant Sean Southwick King.
Yes, of course, you know, far be it for Larry to actually stay home with his very pregnant wife.
But the real point of Larry's article in today's USA Today about his trip to South Africa...
talks all about South Africa. And then there's one paragraph where he really gets to the gist of what he's all about and what he paid attention to.
The hotels in all the cities are first class.
There's Larry. Now he can speak what he knows.
The food is terrific.
Terrific.
The service is, well, getting better. In other words, it tastes great, but it just takes a while to get to the table.
And therein lies the only thing he really knew about his stay in South Africa.
He goes all the way to South Africa.
Right.
He writes a column about it in USA Today.
The hotel service is first class.
Writes nothing about all the crap that's happened. Right. I mean, he drops the names. He drops the name Andrew Young. He drops the name Nelson Mandela.
Talks about de Klerk, who was over there.
F.W. de Klerk. He drops all the names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he drops all the names. I bumped into him and even, you know, even kisses his ass. He's the man that freed Mandela. Well, he had the pressure to free Mandela. Yes. You don't want, you know, you don't write about anything like that.
But he just drops the names.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says, I met with Nelson Mandela.
Sure.
And we discussed the fact that Nelson Mandela was in prison for 30 goddamn years.
I'm Larry King, but let me tell you about the hotel service. And you know, and doesn't he bury his wife's name, like, deep into the column again?
She, if you're going to read the names, you have Nelson Mandela, Andrew Young, de Klerk, his brother Marty, and then Sean Southwick.
Yeah, at the very end. That's where the, you know, if we remember the first baby, that was a little further up in the column.
Sure. The hotels in all the cities are first class.
This is good food. Just took a long time to get here. Boy, yeah, this country's got a long way to go. I didn't get my soup.
The food is terrific. The service is, well, getting there.
Yes, I'm Larry King. Ambassador Lawrence King.
In other words, it tastes great, but just takes a while to get to the table.
Can you imagine him sitting down? I mean, it makes me almost nauseous to think of him sitting down with Nelson Mandela. Nelson, it's Larry King. What an incredible story. This
Hello,
is,
Larry.
You rise to power. I will tell you, there's...
What do you think of this country?
I think it's wonderful what you've done. The progress is incredible. I have one thing I want to tell you.
Yes, Larry.
Last night in my hotel dining room, I ordered the filet mignon, and it took 23 minutes to get there.
Can we please discuss apartheid?
Well, isn't it important, though? I mean, apartheid, yeah. But did I mention that I'm here with my brother, Marty? Marty's here right now. But, no. Nelson, I'll tell you right now, if you're going to have a real first-rate country, if I'm looking at first-rate countries, I'm looking at hotel service that gets the meat to the table on time.
I'll make a note.
Yeah.
Let me take off my funny hat.
Yeah.
And write that down.
Fantastic.
Larry
right.
King.
Yeah.
Better room service.
Yeah, better room service. You know, because I'll be honest, all the, you know, the food's great. When it gets there. But if you're going to have your A number one country, really, Nelson, you got to have the service be better. I've got to I put in my order, and I'm normally a very patient man.
Would you like to talk about the economy?
Yeah. The economy of me leaving 4% to the waiter that couldn't get my salad to the table on time. Come on, Nelson. If you really want to have the A number one A-list countries, you know, like your France, your Italy, their restaurants and hotels always give me the food on time. It's always great, but your country is always going to be third rate unless it gets Larry King his entree when he orders it.
Will you put my name in your column?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, you're a great man. Fantastic. You're great. You know, you were in prison and now you're president of the country. Did I mention my wife, Sean, is pregnant? And this is my brother, Marty, who's traveling with me. A 14-hour flight. Gosh, I hope she doesn't go into labor.
Hi, Larry. Who's your friend with the hat?
This is Nelson Mandela. This is my brother Marty. He's wearing the I Love South Africa t-shirt.
Hi, Marty Zeiger.
Marty and I are traveling together. We're seeing all the sights. Marty was just as upset as I was that our service wasn't fast last night.
Christ.
Yes.
What's your name, Nelson?
This is Nelson Mandela.
Let me tell you something.
President of the country.
Let me tell you something. Last night, 9:30.
Oh, tell him, Marty.
I had a BLT.
10 o'clock. I know, Marty.
No BLT. I said to Larry, what kind of country is this? What kind of cockamamie country is this?
Don't, Marty. I've already told him. I've already told him. He knows what's going on. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have the tour of the diamond mine. So really, relax. And maybe you can pick up a nice bubble. Wouldn't that be nice? Nelson, we got to run. We got to go. You know, a big 14-hour flight. I hope that the service on the plane on the way back is better than that hotel restaurant.
It was very nice meeting you.
Say goodbye to Mr. Mandela, Marty.
Goodbye, Mr. Mandela. This is Marty Zeiger.
And I'm Larry Zeiger. We're going off to bed. A little room service before.
Now, hold on. When we come back,
yes,
we will give you in great detail an outline of what we believe Larry and Marty's day was like in South Africa.
Let's go. Oh, early to bed, early to rise.
Larry, good morning.
I got to take my pills. My hot pills.
Oh, I've got to take a nice BM.
Where's my Ginkova?
We will be right back. How ridiculous is this?
Really?
Really. Yeah. So guy go, first off, what the hell's Larry King doing in South Africa?
I know. What's he doing being a statesman?
What the hell's he doing there?
Ridiculous.
And why are these people listening to him? And why is he in the newspaper?
Something's very wrong with the world when world leaders are talking to Larry King.
The currency is the rand. You get six for every American dollar.
Thanks for that.
Not bad.
Hey, that's great. Look at this. I can buy so much with an American dollar. I'm exchanging all of my dollars for rand.
Right now, we will be right back.
He's the Don.
What?
Oh, I see. Rest easy and know that every broadcast brings you one day closer to the peaceful, tranquil, eternal sleep of the dead. So enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Vic.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Larry was on E! On the Marie Osmond celebrity profile last night.
Oh, you know what? I told Mike I watched that Marie Osmond profile on the E! Channel. E! Exclamation point.
Right.
And they had Larry King's wife being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christ, did she hit the wall.
Really?
Sean Southwick King.
Well, I mean, how many times really can you be with him? I mean, in all seriousness, it's got to rub off a little bit.
How old is she? What, early 40s, mid-40s?
She, I think, was in her late 30s when she married Larry, and as soon as they actually exchanged rings, she turned 50.
She looks fitty now.
Yeah, absolutely.
She really does.
I mean, it's got to be, I would just, you know, you're with him, you have to be affectionate to him, it just turns you, you know, it's like being in the presidency. You ever see a president when they go into office and when they come out of office?
Right.
It's very similar to being married to Larry King.
Do you think she does to him the thing that Toya hasn't done yet?
Probably, yeah, because we've heard over the years all the stories about Larry, and just speculating here, probably Larry's, you know, Larry likes sex.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think that she has to?
Sure.
Really?
Sure, I bet that happens.
Sean.
Look at all the women that, you know, in all seriousness, you might say,
I love it when you do that.
Oh, Larry.
Do it.
No, Larry. I'll throw up like I did last time.
No, listen, if you just get it over with, it's like pulling off a band-aid.
Here's what you do.
I'll tell you when it's time.
It's like pulling off a band-aid.
I'll tell you when it's time. And before you know it, it'll be over.
It's like taking out a sliver.
It's not going to hurt at all. Just do it quickly.
Close your eyes tight.
I've got a giant bottle of Scope right here and a giant tin of Altoids.
I can't, Larry. I can't. I tried. I can't.
I want you to.
Larry, I'm sick to my stomach.
Get ready! There now. That wasn't so bad, was it?
Larry, I can never do that again.
Please, would you do it to my brother Marty?
Hi!
Marty over there. Marty. You know what's funny is they both, I can love to see a picture of him. See if they look the same. You know, both of them just like, you know, frogging around.
You know they do.
Marty, Larry's brother.
Okay, so Marty Zeiger and his brother Larry King, they go to South Africa.
Larry, good morning.
Hi there, Marty. I got sleepies in my eyes.
Hi.
Oh, man, the room
it's
That's me, your brother. Monty Zeiger.
Monty, we got a big day planned. We're going to go down the stairs
to the hotel restaurant
and order breakfast.
I only hope that the service is better than last night. When I ordered my egg cream, it took roughly 28 minutes to get up to the room, Brother Larry.
Okay, after we do that, we're going to go upstairs, freshen up, and then we'll come downstairs to the hotel restaurant for what?
Why do we have to freshen up? Why don't we just splash some brute on, Brother Larry?
That's a great idea. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll eat breakfast, then we'll go up to our rooms and watch South African television, and then we'll come downstairs for lunch.
I'm going to go out on the veranda for a moment.
All right.
Let me open the doors and stand out here. Look at the view. Hey, everybody. I'm Marty Zeiger, and here's my brother, Larry King.
Hi, I'm Larry King. I notice most of you don't recognize me. That's what I miss most about being at home, where I used to stand outside of crowded restaurants and get recognized.
My brother claims to have known Stanley Koufax.
Yes, we were close personal friends.
Hey,
Marty, come on.
What, Larry?
We're going to be late for breakfast.
Larry, yeah. Just between you and me, being as we're here in South Africa together, brother and brother.
Right.
That whole Sandy Koufax thing, that's a load of crap, right?
Well, since you're my brother, Marty, I'll tell you, it's all a lie. Lies, lies. As a matter of fact, most of what I say is one giant lie. Now, come on.
That's why I love you, Brother Larry.
Help me. You know, does anyone realize that we're standing out on this veranda in just our boxers? With our belts holding up our socks.
And our yellow legs.
Our yellow legs. Look at our ugly yellow legs.
It doesn't matter. I'm here with Larry King from CNN. Larry.
Yes, yes, Marty.
Question for you.
Fire away. I love it when you pretend to be me.
When your wife is having the baby.
Oh, yes, her.
I read in your column.
Yeah.
That you're going to be in Atlanta introducing Ted Turner at a big get-together for CNN.
Yeah, well, you know, the first baby was really exciting. The first baby was so exciting because, you know, I made a big deal about it that I'm holding the father and all that. Now it's the second baby. It's kind of old news. It's not big as wiggly. So I'm really, really...
What do you do? Here's the question.
All right, fire away.
You're at CNN with Ted Turner.
Yes, Ted Turner, my boss and a great guy. He's brought me onto his ranch. The right boss.
Your cell rings.
Yeah.
And it's Sean Southwick King. And she says, Larry, Mr.
Yeah.
Or does she call you Mr. King?
Mr. King.
She says, Mr. King.
Yes.
I'm having the baby.
Oh,
question is.
Yes.
Brother Larry.
Huh?
What do you do? What do you do?
All right, you're telling me that if Sean's having the baby, she's back in Utah, and Ted Turner's on the set waiting for me to host the show.
Yes.
What do I do?
What do you do?
Oh, it's, you know, it doesn't take much thought. I got to host the show. I got to host the show with Ted Turner because, you know, he's the man. And it's the second baby, so, you know, she can handle it. Besides, can I be honest?
Yes.
The luster is wearing off. The bloom is off the rose. Now, come on, Marty. We've got to go to breakfast.
Please. Did I tell you that yesterday I tried to order a ham on rye, and it took 48 minutes for room service in this cockamamie country to get me my ham on rye.
I think I'll write that in my column. I really do. I think I'll mention...
And they had no gulden.
I'll say the hotels in the cities are first class. The food is terrific. The service is well. Getting there. That's what I'll write, because I am an elder statesman of the world.
Can you write that it takes a while to get the food?
Yeah, I will, Marty. Don't worry, I'll make sure. Now, help me find my pants, my slacks. Are we going to wear slacks today, or are we going to wear the
matching shorts?
That's why our cabana suits. Our matching safari outfits and a big pit helmet.
That'll be great, Marty. Then we'll go downstairs.
Oh, Brother Larry.
Uh-huh.
I have to take a nice PM.
Oh, go ahead. Just leave the door shut. Yesterday you left the door open and you made soup. Oh, and I could smell your mustache. Marty Zeiger.
I love you, Larry King.
I love you. Now, you go have your nice BM and I'll take my heart pills. And then we'll go down to breakfast.
Hey, look! On the TV here in the room.
What's that?
It's you! It's you, Brother Larry!
Oh, sure it is. I didn't know I was that hot. I'm that popular. Look at me. God, I love watching me on the television.
Who are you interviewing there, Brother Larry?
I don't remember. They have to tell me whether I'm there on the set who it is. It looks to me like, it's Goldie Hawn!
Oh, I love Goldie Hawn!
Hey, Marty, come on! Go take your BM!
We'll be late for breakfast.
All right.
Right. How about a kiss? How about a kiss, Brother Larry?
Right before you go into the bathroom, sure. Come here.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody tongue kisses like you, Marty.
Or you, Lawrence.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
Okay.
Enjoy. Check for blood.
Okay, that's just a taste of what it might have been like.
The Zeigers in South Africa.
Larry and Marty Zeiger.
Fantastic.
On the road in South Africa.
Yes, the world is safe for those two representing the United States.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news in the comments? Buzz?
Yes, Larry.
What's your lead story? No, I'm Marty.
Right. Yes,
hi.
Marty. Hi, Marty.
I'm Marty Zeiger.
You sound so much alike.
Hi, I'm Larry Zeiger.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, Larry.
This morning.
Uh-huh.
What did you have for breakfast?
I had a diet shake, actually, for breakfast.
Oh, live a little. Have some bacon.
Come on now.
I couldn't wait for room service. Do you know that my brother knew Babe Ruth?
I did. He was a close personal friend of mine.
I heard that, but I don't really believe it.
I'm going to be a father again.
That I believe. He gets it in the no-no spot.
There you go. She's great. Fantastic.
She does everything.
She does.
Come on up.
How did you know that, Marty?
Hey.
How did you know?
How did you
my
know
brother
that?
Marty. Oh, that's right. That was the one time I let you watch. Kiss, kiss.
I love watching.
I know he does.
I love watching Sean and Larry.
Marty, you won't believe. She's hotter than Angie Dickinson. This time, I'm going to let you watch in the other closet.
You're the greatest, brother.
You are, too, with your legs. With the yellow legs.
Buzz, what is your lead story, Buzz?
One of Larry's former guests is back in the news. In fact, tonight, O.J. Simpson tries to clear his name.
What a
character.
Yes.
Juice.
Yeah, big character. Big news story.
Yes. Juice. Don't do this.
Don't do this. Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this?
Oh, where's my garter belt?
Time out, Buzz. We'll be right back. Buzz, coming up. Everybody, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Stay tuned.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, Marty.
That was very... From King of Queens. Also this week for the debut in New York City, Nancy is going to be on the show.
Jim, I happen to see those checks in the office that he wrote to our favorite charities.
Yep, he paid off the bet.
Wonderful.
Jim Nance coming on the show also. Tim Conway and a doctor all about anal sex.
Oh!
That's just for you, Buzz.
Thank you.
That's on Thursday's episode. Now, news time. Here is Guy Birdley.
I thought I'm like, O.J. Simpson is once again trying to prove he didn't kill his wife and her boyfriend.
He doth protest too much.
Simpson has filed a federal lawsuit trying to get the phone records. He says will show he couldn't have killed Nicole and
Stay
Rondon.
Cool. Stay cool.
There's his attorney, Donald E. from Chicago.
Juice, how are you? Listen, stay cool. Hey, O.J., it's Joe Coyne. I'm here with Elliot and Don.
We're all on the speakerphone. You're in good hands, Juice.
O.J. suing GTE for refusing to turn over those phone records. He says the records will show that Nicole talked to her mother about a half hour after prosecutors said Nicole had been killed. A half hour later is also when O.J. was leaving his house for the airport. Simpson says he needs the phone records so he can appeal the $35 million civil judgment against him and for his custody battle on the kids.
Oh, boy.
Sammy the Bull Gravano may have picked the wrong place to start a new mob. The man who snitched on John Gotti is, as we told you late last week, back behind bars in Phoenix, Arizona, home of the toughest sheriff in America.
Is this the guy that was on 60 Minutes?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Joe,
this guy sets up the tents for people.
Joe Arpaio, who, among other things, makes his prisoners wear pink underwear and prison stripes. He's banned coffee and tobacco and girly magazines in the Maricopa County Jail. He makes the prisoners pay for their meals. Arpaio, is the sheriff who brought back chain gangs, and his guards reportedly use stun guns and pepper spray to keep the inmates in line.
Sounds like you could be the general manager of a CBS-owned radio station.
One prisoner reportedly got the stun gun on his testicles while strapped to a chair. But the sheriff says he runs a humane jail. He's keeping Gravano under lockdown for Gravano's own protection.
I would think that Sammy the Bull Gravano, the last place he would want to be would be in the general population.
Exactly.
I'm sure there's a price on his head.
He's locked down for 23 of his 24 hours a day. Gets an hour out for exercise, shower, and television.
Do you think that news gets back to,
Sure.
You know, JG.
He knew before Sammy the Bull knew
probably
that he was going to be popped.
Sure.
Gotti knew as he sat in his cell with an onion. Just slicing an onion.
Garlic. Slicing it with a razor.
Before he has his big five-course meal that he has every night.
It's a great scene in Goodfellas.
The federal government has already banned sports betting on the internet. Now it's going after other games of chance online.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Millions of people play slots, roulette, blackjack, and craps on the World Wide Web, pouring in billions of dollars.
They've banned it?
They are about to. They are considering it. They're going to try. There are proposals afoot to do that.
Okay.
They've already outlawed the sports betting online.
Really?
Lawmakers are afraid it's making a whole new generation of gambling addicts, all these casino games on the web.
Not Jason Bishop.
The Senate.
He's got it under control.
Absolutely. The Senate's already passed a bill to outlaw casino games online. A similar bill is in the wings at the House of Representatives. Experts say police would be hard-pressed to try to control internet gambling. Critics say the government has no right to say what we do on our home computer.
This is the end of the Don and Mike Show. Find out what happens next tomorrow. Westwood One.